Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it. Okay.
I am Brian Hammer Jackson. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global, we're worldwide. I hope you can hear me because I'm testing out a new mic again. Today is a very special show. She's not in the studio. Always makes me nervous when they're not in the studio. I got to tell the guests to come in 10 minutes early and have some coffee with them and everything. Pat Oberlin is scheduled to appear today. The amazing Pat Oberlin. I saw her mention. Oh, she's here. If I was a psychic, I would have known that. The amazing Pat Oberlin. I won't keep her too long. The amazing Pat Oberlin is here. I'm going to tell you something. I tell this story all the time. We've been on the air for more than 11 years. Pat's been on the air for with us about maybe 7-8 times because I love her so much. But it goes back to Montel Williams. I tell this story. When Montel Williams had his psychic, I don't remember her name. But anyway, he used to have her on his show all the time. And he swears by her, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't like her that much. Now, over the years, we have had psychics on the show. Men, women, we had them on. But when Pat came on, man, it was like love at first, spiritual sight. You know what I mean? It was just... Oh, she reads pretty good. People come in, and I just love everything about Pat. She's so real. She's so honest. She won't baby you. She's not afraid to tell you bad news. It's just real. So when she's on, I have a lot of fun. So it's a giveaway. If the first 6 people come in listening to my voice, I'm hoping Pat will give you a tarot card reading. She has done it. She's amazing. I cannot say enough about her. And I know it's Thanksgiving in Canada. Yeah, see, I'm in the U.S. I think Pat's in Canada, and I think it's Thanksgiving there. So they're on their Thanksgiving holiday. So today is Happy Thanksgiving. Without further ado, I'm not going to hold her. It's her Thanksgiving, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to read some people. If we don't have people come in, I'm going to have her read me. I'm going to keep her very short. It's going to be a very short thing with Pat because it's her Thanksgiving. So if you're waiting... to listen to the show, you're going to probably miss her because I'm going to let her go really early. So I would not wait. I would come in the studio if you want a psychic reading. I'd be honest with you. If you're going to wait, I think you're going to miss out, and only because it's her Thanksgiving. And here's the number to come in the studio. It's 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. And I think this is Pat. Without further ado, God, I hope it's Pat. I'm going to I'm gonna cheat a little bit. I'm gonna check the area code. That's what I'm gonna do. Because there might be people waiting to come in. Then I have to be a psychic and, so I can cover for Pat. That happens. Oh yes, it's her. It's her, eh? It's her. All right. All right. Don't get too excited, you know what I mean? Make it look like I have done this many times with Miss Pat. And again, that's the phone number. I'm not going to hold her that long. Maybe 5-10 minutes. The number is 319-527-6099. And she comes on when she can come on. And when she does come on, please wish her a happy Thanksgiving. All right. Let me see. How do I? Oh, okay. Okay. It's been such a long time. Pat always makes me nervous. She already knows I'm screwing up. She's a psychic. She expects this. All right. Without further ado, everybody, I'm stalling till I find, there's people coming in the studio. Good for you, because, again, I'm going to let her go early, so it's her Thanksgiving. Without further ado, everybody, there's some due. I'm screwed up in here. I got to get, okay, people are coming in their seats. If they're coming in, you sit down, sit your ass down. Pat's here. All right, here we go. Without further ado, everybody, Miss Pat Oberlin. There she is. Look at that. Look at that. Look at the crowd right there. They're busting at the seams. Look at those psychic people. Or psycho people, whatever the case is. Look at that. Happy Thanksgiving, Pat Oberlin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Are you. Having a
I'm not doing much for it today. I'm just hanging out with my husband.
You have a husband?
Yeah.
When did that happen? When did that happen?
Oh, a long time ago. Well, we're more or less common law, you know. It's kind of sketchy.
Oh, it's kind of sketchy. What the hell is going on there? I see. So you call him your husband, though. I mean, have you guys, you know, have you rocked the bedroom? You know what I'm saying, Pat? You know what, your virtual self?
Well, it makes it a little less interesting.
What? Wait a minute. So how's your sex life with your husband? I had no idea you had a common husband. What's going on?
I do,
there?
But, you know,
really?
Some things we don't talk about. So.
We don't talk about the husband. No. Don't talk about the husband. So that means you and I have been having an affair for all this time because you know how I flirt with you and you know how I feel about you. And you flirt back at me. You made me believe that you care. And I find out now that you have a husband? You know what? My heart is broken, Pat. This is, wow. I'm glad you're not alone, though.
Be.
Are you going to have a turkey?
Can't be brokenhearted about that.
Oh, we can't?
Okay. No, I'm a grandma, for goodness sakes.
Oh, well, grandmas can have a little sex life, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, they can.
All right. You walking around in your sexy nightie, I can see it right now, and the walls are knocking, and it's not anything spiritual. Get out of here. Pat, you've been on the show. I tell everybody how much I love you. I see who's in the studio. These are two of my favorite guys, or ladies. They are with our, we call them the morning crew, Melissa and Laverne. I know the number. I love them. Love them to death. You have talked to them before. And they came
okay.
in. I don't want to hold you because it's Thanksgiving.
You
and
don't
again,
have to wait. Worry about it.
Yeah, well, your husband going to get all jealous and shit. I don't want him to come over and beat my ass, Pat. Look at that.
No, he won't. I mean? He won't. He's pretty laid back, and he's 75 besides, so, you know.
The way I feel, he can still beat my ass, Pat. You know, Pat, do you know the history of psychics? I pulled this up. You know, I pulled this up there. How did psychics become psychics? Were they witches before they were psychics? I'm curious about this. Back in the olden days,
psychics became witches.
Do the psychics became witches?
Yeah, but if you were gonna just be a witch, you could be a witch. You didn't have to be psychic.
Well, I understand. I understand, but back in the old days when people had disability.
They had things like the Prophet of Delphi and things like this. Where you would have some soothsayer or somebody that would sit there and get high and tell you things.
Ah, like the Jamaicans. They make a lot of money to this day. Now, Pat, what's the difference between a witch and a psychic then? Because you brought that up.
Well, it's a matter of practicing witchcraft, whether you do or don't, you know.
Right.
I dabble, but, you know, I wouldn't say I'm into it.
I like to be at your house on Thanksgiving. Do you guys drink? You get in the bubbly. You drink the little, you cast spells on each other and have spell sex. You know what I mean?
Actually, I don't drink, but I smoke up a lot.
you do the weed, don't you? You do the weed. I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. Oh, well, you know, we have two people in the studio. You know what we did last time? Remember what we did last time? It was so much fun. We didn't know people were coming in the studio. We didn't know. They eventually did come in. But we were doing some, what were we doing, reading celebrities or something? Right, Pat? Did you have fun?
I think so. I had a lot of fun.
Yes. Yes, you do. I'm going to introduce a couple of people. Then I'm going to have you do a couple of readings, and then I'm sure they want a couple of readings. And see, we'll go with the celebrities, the top. You know, what do you think, Pat, until they come in the studio? I'm not going to keep you.
That's okay.
Okay. Pat, how long have you been doing this psychic stuff? And you haven't, you don't, there's more that you do. It's not just tarot card
reading.
Well,
all my life I've been doing it because you're born like that, right?
Yeah, like you're gay, right? I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Something like that.
Now, did your parents knew that you were psychic? Did they know there was something strange about their kids?
They
like,
knew there was
like
something
a Wednesday?
Strange about me.
They did, really? Wow.
No, I could tell when something was going to happen.
Wow. Did you get in trouble as a kid? Yeah.
Did I get in trouble? For what?
I'm just saying, you could tell that something happened. You're a teenager. A typical teenager gets in trouble all the time. I mean, we do things that, you know, coming in late, curfew, whatever. But I was wondering, as you growing up, you knew that you had
disability.
Oh, my
dad was really strict.
Was he really strict?
Oh, yeah, till I was 18.
Wow.
He had the attitude of, once you're 18, you can do what you want.
Right.
So I took that to mean do what I want. So
really, what did you want to do?
I got carried away.
Did you really?
No, I did a lot of drinking and a lot of other stuff.
Well, they do that in Canada. It's part of Canada. Like, you guys are probably Scottish. It's part of. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
wow.
John Scottish.
Ah, that happened. So. How was your first boyfriend? Did you ever tell your first boyfriend you had disability? I'm sure. Was it hard for you to date? Was it hard for you to stay in a relationship with this ability that you have? I mean, you're constantly reading them, you're constantly studying them, you're telling them what this means. Was it hard for you to have a normal relationship or your first boyfriend?
Actually, no. No, but when I was younger, at the end of school, when I was not reading cards, so I kept snapping into trances, and I didn't know what I was saying.
Really?
So I would give readings to people. They would come true within a week or so. Well, it got so people were scared to death to come near me.
Wow. Did you like that, or was it make you freaked out, like you need to see somebody, or did you cry? Were you a lonely person knowing that you had disability?
Oh, the disability started in my 20s.
Well, we have three people in the studio. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more. 307's on the line. There's Melissa and there's Laverne. I love Laverne. I love Melissa. They're our morning crew. But there's another person in here, and we got to go to the phones because they may be at work or something. 307, you're live on the air talking to the great Pat Oberlin. 307.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning? This is Danny calling out of Wyoming.
Well,
oh, hello. How are you?
Doing well. Just getting ready for the week.
Okay. Is it me or do we have a bad connection? Do we have people underwater? Can I have your name or your fake name or whatever so I can address you? You're talking to Brian the Hammer Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
This is Danny out of Wyoming.
Oh, hi, Danny. So, Danny, you're with the famous psychic, Pat Oberlin. First of all, Danny, do you believe in psychics or spiritual stuff, magic, Ouija boards? Do you believe in all that?
Most definitely. I used to kind of be an atheist until I had my first experience on the Queen Mary, and then I kind of started tapping into my own abilities because the gift runs in my family, come to find out, as an adult. So I do read tarot myself. Of course, I don't read my own self, but my mother and grandmother both had abilities, intuition, if you will.
Wow. This is like the two mighty powers together. Do you have a question, since you're a fellow psychic? Are you a medium? Do you call yourself a medium, a psychic, or you call yourself a certain category you specialize in? I'm not familiar with the term that you feel comfortable with.
You know, I strictly read tarot, and I also have, dreams. That
you have dreams,
usually come true. Yes.
Really? Now, that's where I'm having a little problem. You're saying mostly dreams because dream is like your subconsciousness, so you're dreaming. But how do you know that maybe your subconscious is not dabbling in the TV or something you're thinking of or fear, but if you're dreaming something, you're saying it pretty much come true. That must scare the hell out of you.
Are you a Pisces?
There you go.
I'm a Taurus.
You're a Pisces?
No, he's a Taurus.
I'm a Taurus, but my moon's in Pisces.
Oh, look at that. Pat.
It depends on the day you're born.
May 18th.
May 18th? So let me have a look at the year.
You have a look. She's looking, so... Should I talk to him
while
you're looking, Pat?
Oh, it has to be before 2000 because I don't have a book for after that.
Oh.
Yep,
93. Okay, I can do that.
I got to get you an up-to-date book. We're missing out on a lot of 22s. You're 20 years later. I'm going to get you that book. How much are these books, Pat?
About $25, $30.
I got to get you a book just for coming on the show. We'll talk later, okay?
Okay.
Now, Daniel, what do you want, while she's looking, what do you want to ask
now,
her? I mean,
what year did you say again?
Well, I'll just let you guys talk.
1993.
Yeah.
And the date?
May 18th.
Okay.
And my sun is in Taurus, my moon is in Pisces.
Yes, your sun is definitely in Taurus. But strangely enough, your moon is too.
You should see my moon.
According
it
to the...
It was out last night. Mm-hmm. Pull my pants down right there.
And, Oh, wait a minute. No, your moon is in Aries. Sorry.
Oh.
Moon is in Aries. And that's like, where's the fire? What's going on? It's an alarmist personality.
Do you have a cat, Daniel? Is it Danny or?
I do.
Daniel? So that's your pussy. Okay.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay.
Definitely
wow.
Not mine. I have a two-cup chihuahua.
So you have the Taurus Mercury.
Okay.
Taurus Mercury, Aries Venus. with the Capricorn and Mars. That's really interesting. So no Pisces there, no Pisces at all. The thing is, Pisces are known for dreaming. And dreams coming true, but it could be the time of year, too, when you were born. You know, just a general vibe or that time of year.
Right.
So, yeah, that's really interesting.
And, you know, I would love to see what you might have for me in the cards for career.
Okay, well, what I've got out here, let's see, I'll just try to interpret what I'm seeing. It starts out with the Lover's card. And there's irrational events for you. But you're going to be happy. Like it's all cool.
Wow, that's pretty good reading. What do you think of that? Can psychic?
I'm
you
getting
can't
married
read
next
your,
month.
You're getting married. Is this marriage going to work, Pat? Do you see that in a card?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, look at
and
you.
And happening fast, you're going to be financially independent very soon, and that's probably combined income.
Are you meeting up with Devin?
And then there's...
Well, Paul's got to eat.
Then there's just...
And but Daniel, did you have a particular question you wanted to ask Pat?
Hang
yes,
on, I'm getting there.
Okay, I'm
is
sorry.
Is there any kind of learning you're going through for this new position you want to do?
There actually is a little bit of learning, definitely.
Okay, well, you know what? That's not going to go so well. So can you find another way to get into it that doesn't involve that? It's just either you're going to have a bad experience there or something. I don't know what. I can't really find a solution here in these cards. Now, as far as the woman around you, she's feeling a little bit trapped because her imagination of marriage is not having to worry about money and not being disappointed by someone not having an open enough mind. Hint, hint. So, there are those factors.
Very good.
Does it make sense?
Yes, ma'am. It definitely does. And I'm pretty sure I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay. She should be blonde. But if she's not, she's a water sign, either a Cancer, a Scorpio, or a Pisces.
Rachel, my friend, is she's a Cancer, and she's a blonde.
Okay, that's the one then. They get really attached easy. But they make their own trap, if that makes any sense.
Oh, most definitely. Definitely.
In their own head. And they're very emotional, so if you're not, take a step back.
Definitely good to know. Thank you.
Very emotional.
Very good to know.
But the other thing is, don't be surprised if she's showing disappointment in couldn't we do this better or couldn't we do that better in the initial couple of years. Excuse me. I think you have to have some patience with her. Because she's fighting some kind... She's fighting some kind of demon in her head.
But
she's
I understand that.
Yeah. Pardon?
Look, to be fair, Pat, don't most women have demons in their head? And we have to...
No. I'm talking about baggage where they can't get rid of thoughts.
That kind of demon.
You know, the kind of thing where you have running thoughts that won't go away, they're negative. And
run, Daniel, run. Get out of there. Run to
most definitely.
Oh my. So is this, how good is Pat? I mean, are we getting close to this personality that, does she have baggage? It is Daniel again. I'm thinking it's Daniel because I could barely heard your name the first time. But,
you're fine. Daniel, whatever works. But
Daniel,
yes, she does have a lot of baggage that she's working through right now.
Oh, Pat, look at you. You're spot on. Look at that. Is there any warning signs, Pat, that he should be aware of, like sharp knives, she's running with scissors, things like that?
No,
but
I'd say look for hurt looks in her eyes when nothing's going on and you're going to have to pry it out of her what she's imagining.
Wow.
Well, actually, her eyes are her biggest, storyteller for her. I mean,
yeah,
she can hide
cancer.
Enough very well, but you can look in her eyes and you can, definitely see what she's trying to hide.
You're trained now. You know what to look for in a Cancer.
Definitely. Most definitely.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, look at that. Hey, Daniel, what do you think, Danny? Great read.
That was awesome. Thank you guys so much, and thank you for the insight. I really appreciate that. Since I don't read myself, it's nice to have somebody else read me for once.
Well, Pat, how does Daniel get a hold of you? Yeah, I mean,
you've got my information, don't you? You've got my name. You can always message me.
Or Messenger. I would love to.
Are you on Facebook? Is he on Facebook?
Yes, definitely on Facebook, and I will definitely be reaching out.
Okay.
Oh, there you go, because I like for you to come back on a show sometimes, Danny, and maybe you could read some of our other people. How's that?
Definitely. I am totally open to that. I just got back
into
it.
I'll get you to read for me if you ever go on.
I would be honored.
Oh, my God, she never asked me. All these years I knew her, she never asked me to read her. My God, my
You don't read.
Hey.
You know what you'd tell me? You'd tell me all sorts of erotic stories is what you do.
Yes. Getting you in a mood.
Well, and, just recently picked the cards back up because there for a while it seemed like my friends were only coming over to see me to have me read for them, and it just became a little
bit
too draining.
That's when you start charging money, honey.
Yeah, I'm not ever one
even
to do that.
Even if it's $10. Even if it's $10, that's groceries for you.
Yeah, that's right.
I own a restaurant too, so I don't even keep food in the house, so that works out for me perfectly.
They
can just bring me Jägermeister or champagne.
Wow. Go ahead and plug your restaurant, Daniel, while you're on here. Go ahead and plug it. Where are you at?
Well, if you're ever in central Wyoming, I am the proprietor of Sweeler's Bar and Steakhouse in Hudson, Wyoming. We've been going strong since 1941 and continuing the same traditions that my grandparents brought over with them from Yugoslavia in the early 1900s.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
I'd
okay,
like to
Dad.
Try it out. I'll never
like
get
it.
There, though. I'm disabled. Can't get
well, bless
there.
Bless you. Well, I will definitely be reaching out to you guys on Facebook, and we can kind of see what we have going
Sounds
towards
good.
The future for some more readings.
There
All right,
you
thank
go.
You guys for your time.
Okay.
I
got
you, Daniel, from Wyoming.
Amazing
there he
reading.
Goes. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
You so much. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Daniel?
All
right, Pat, I'm not really a psychic, but I think this lady is from Maine. We have Laverne, we have Melissa, and we have David. You said hello to David this morning. We got the morning crew in here to support you. Look at that, morning crew. Alyssa. Hello, LeVon.
Hello. How are you doing, Karen?
Look at that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Pat. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're
How
welcome.
Are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
So I've read you before, have I?
Yes, you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, tell me, how close was it?
Oh, okay. I'm not even
my
here.
Gosh.
I'm over here. Right? Nobody knows who I am.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I've done a lot of readings in the past, so I can't really remember that. But I remember speaking with you.
Nobody cares.
I guess you'd have to listen to that show.
Yeah,
no,
that was
Pat,
a long time ago.
You know, Pat, it's very interesting. That's how we first met Melissa, because when Melissa first came in, how long has it been, Melissa? About 8 years? You've been on it? No, I don't, it can't be that
six.
Long.
At
really?
Least six.
6 years. She first came on the air because we were interviewing you, and that's how we met Melissa.
Really?
Yeah, and then I guess a couple of times she came back and she started to like the show, and Melissa became our morning crew, and she's really wonderful, and she makes the show move forward, and I really like her because she's independent and she got a powerful message, but she believes in psychics and she believes in mediums and stuff like that. Things that go bump in the night.
Yeah, really. Sorry, I'm feeding my cat right now or she'll never shut up.
Oh, okay. And, well, while you're feeding your cat, and then we got Laverne. Laverne has been with me for 6 years. She's been my lover for 5. She's writing a book and how the biggest mistake of her life is when she met me. I get part of the money. So we're really happy together.
Oh, that's right. Laverne. That's the way it should be, eh?
Oh, I know. I'm only saying no to that. Laverne, there you go. Hello, Laverne.
Hi, Pat, and the morning crew, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Pat.
Hi, thank you. Thank you very much. So
you were
with him back when I gave him that weird reading about possibly splitting up and stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was there a
up?
Rough patch even?
Where?
I'm just wondering how close the reading was.
Oh, for Laverne?
Yeah.
For you.
No, but for you. For you.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you. I had an executive producer named Ellen on the show, and I think you said that she was not good for me, and she was actually on the show when you said it. And
oh, really?
She did go her. Remember Ellen, who used to be on the show?
Oh, yeah.
And we did split up. She's doing very good with her thing. You said my relationship with my girl. I'm still with my girl.
Wow.
We're still together and we're, you know.
So it was more a partnership than a girlfriend.
Well, I don't know. It lasted 20-something years. I don't know if I... If I screwed my partner like I screwed my girl, I'd be out of business. How's that?
Oh, geez.
I don't know. No, I love her. I love her, Pat. I do. I love her.
That's good. Good
yeah.
to hear.
But the Ellen thing did not work. You're spot on with the Ellen thing. It did not work out. Financially, I got a little better. You're spot on with my finance. You know, it's weird. I don't like anybody reading me, but I allow you to do it because, you know, you're straight about it. You know, you're not going to try to kiss my ass. You'll tell
oh,
me
no.
what you feel and you'll tell me what the cards say. Well, holding on
I
that,
can't
we got
do
Davis.
That anyhow.
Yeah, we got King here, and I think he's in Kansas City now, and King said good morning to you as Aka David. David, are you around?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning.
There he is. There he is.
Hello.
And good morning. Good morning, Pat. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Now, you know what? It's been a long I'm going to tell you something, King. I don't know if you're going to get embarrassed or upset. It's been a long time since I heard your voice. You know who you remind me of? You sound like? You sound like LL. You sound like LL Cool J. You do?
Oh yeah.
I just got the LL Cool J vibe. I swear to God, you sound just. Hey, how you doing, Pat? You know, quick, deep, to the point.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, here we go. Really quickly, here we go. King, let's start with King. Let's give King a reading. What do you say, Pat?
Yeah. Just talk to me about nothing. Talk to me about maybe your kids, but nothing specific.
Right.
You know, so I can get a feel for you again.
Well, the last time I spoke with you, I was in Phoenix, and so now I moved back to Kansas. So everything is going good here, and just trying to make each day count. So finally got me another phone in time. Cracked my iPhone at work the other day, and I was like,
damn.
Oh no, man, that was like, oh man, here we go.
Do you get those special screens to put on top of them? They're great.
My frame on my other iPhone, it was bent, and so there was no way that it was really going to work, because I would have needed to
get a
whole new phone. But I told myself I learned my lesson now. So, it feels good to be back on the show. I've just been busy and, you know, just busy with life.
Yeah, there's a lot of life going on, see?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's about it. So, but, yeah, it's definitely good to hear you again. You know, it's good to hear Brian's voice and, you know, so. And then hopefully everybody else will be on. I haven't heard anybody lately, so I've just been just busy. But it feels good, though, when you're busy because you're getting stuff done, so.
Yeah. I know exactly what I mean. You mean, yeah. You know, this reading is going to sound a little negative, but it's more on an internal scale.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's not so much external activities. It's your thoughts or your mind. So, you start out here with a bit of worry about money, but your hands line up well because there's new money coming in.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're right on the cusp of new money. So, anyhow, you've been going through some stuff that really caused you some upsets. Could have been with family, could have been with the ex. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you had some really negative thoughts going on there, but the timing is right. Things are getting better. Use your intuition and learn from the past. This is your warning. Use your intuition and learn from the past. This woman doesn't change. Be really strong. Stick to your morals.
Okay.
There is a victory for you, and you will be in control. So even though there's some worry about money, you have money coming in.
Yeah.
So it's going to balance out a bit, but you'll be ahead of the game.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, what's really going to happen is you're going to go through a change of personality.
Mm.
You're probably right on that. How old did you say you were again?
I'm as old as the Sega Genesis.
39.
Around that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Every 9 years we go through a cycle, right?
Yeah.
Let's see, so 9, 18, 27, 36. And you've just gone past that. So you're into relationships this year.
Oh, Lord.
It goes through a cycle. But not relationships like love and marriage and stuff. These are relationships
yeah.
like partnerships.
Yeah.
More on an ambition scale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get my meaning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I know where you're going with that one. I just recently been able to have a partnership deal, you know, distribution deal with Sony. And so all new music that I have, that I will have come out, it'll be getting distributed with them. And so, you know, everybody knows that they're a big, huge label in the world. So yeah, that's about
right. Well, that's good. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's pretty heavy.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Wow.
Well, don't you worry. You're going to come out
yeah.
ahead. But you know what it is? You're going to... This change of personality is going to affect you in a way of you're more self-protective. You're going to see things a lot faster, a lot sooner.
Okay.
You know, you're not going to be fooled by... You know, two-faced people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to go
okay.
well for you.
Okay. Okay, well. And thank
you.
I appreciate that, Miss Pat.
Wow.
Okay, you're welcome.
You know what, Miss Pat? Glad mm-hmm. to talk to you. We have the lovely Melissa, who is wearing an evening gown by Dior Quintone. She wakes up like that.
Not quite. Not quite.
Didn't get home last night, eh?
It's called that. Sweatpants and a t-shirt and flip-flops.
There we go. Oh, Melissa, say hello to Pat. And Pat, would you give her a reading?
I did earlier, but thank you. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Those are two good readings. Would I like a reading? Sure.
I need some inane talk to just get us through it so I can get my
okay.
your aura.
You
know what I mean?
I could not sleep last night. And I don't know. It was a full moon last night in Aries, which I'm in Aries. And
yeah.
I'll tell you something. I was like, whew. Whew.
Yeah, I was
really?
Pretty perked up last night, too. I have
yeah.
a moon in Aries, and it's...
Yeah. Yeah.
It plays havoc
yeah.
on me.
Yeah, I was like, woo. I was dipping into the CBD oil at 3:30 in the morning. Sure, loud.
So what's your question?
Can I ask a question for somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay. My daughter's been actively looking for an apartment for herself and her boyfriend and two kids, little kids. Is she going to be able to find one?
So you just want to know how they're going to do?
Well, I don't know how. Well, I want to know if they're going to do. She'll be okay no matter what.
Okay. So I'm zoning in on daughters, am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're having a housing shortage here in this part of the country, and the prices that when you do find one are exorbitant.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
We're having a housing shortage in this part of the country, which I think a lot of places are. And the
everybody's having a shortage.
Yeah.
Up here, too.
Mm-hmm. No.
Hang on a second. Okay, I put the volume up on my speaker. Should help.
Okay. I'm on speaker. I think that might be interfering.
Oh, that's why the words are getting choppy.
Yeah. Let me take it off. Okay.
Okay, so I'm thinking about your daughters here. What are their astrology signs?
I'm an Aries, and Jillian is a, oh my God, a Cancer.
Okay. Okay, is he a earth sign, the boy?
Is she? Which one?
No, him.
One of her children?
Him. No,
who's
the one
him?
that's moving.
It's a girl. She's my daughter.
Yeah, but you said she's living with someone.
Me.
Oh, you. Okay. She's
oh, yes.
With you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it starts out with security,
mm-hmm.
happening fast. There is a man going to show up, but I don't see much action there because you guys are self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And if he does want to start something, as long as you're in the mood, it'll work. If you're not, it won't. It's up to you.
You mean he's going to... Okay, let me do this. He's the one that will have the apartment?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on the phone, really? Hear this?
Yeah. So, yeah, he's got a place.
Okay. So if he's in the mood.
It looks like it could turn into a very good relationship. It shows harmony in the home and shows its destiny that it's going to happen.
Okay.
There is a bit of a change of personality on your part to kind of fit in. Because you
I
will
am
want
so
to.
Lost at what you're saying to me. It could be me. Okay. So the person that she's going to rent from will have a harmonious relationship with myself?
No, you're going to meet somebody.
I've been married for years, Pat.
Then you're going to meet somebody anyhow.
a long time.
Yeah, well, it's just, you're going to have to swat this guy away.
Okay.
You are very attractive.
This turned into something.
You are very attractive. You're going to have to swat that guy away.
Out of realm.
Your beauty is magnetic.
Okay.
So subconsciously, you know you're succeeding. You are having victories, except right now you feel like the weight's on your shoulders at the moment. And there's a bit of worry about money, but very quickly there's security, there's a man, and there's a few sacrifices, but everything's cool.
So, okay, out of this, whoa, there's a man
out
there.
Unless this man has a business kind of deal towards you people or something. It could
be
a business partnership for your husband or yourself.
Okay.
Because, you know, it doesn't always have to be sexual, you know, like it's...
So you're picking up some, you keep making reference to another male in the
yes.
thing. Okay. Now, is he older or young?
He's representing as older. Over 35.
Okay. Does he have money?
Seems to have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
does he have money?
Seems exciting.
What the
hey.
Heck? That's about a relationship. Well, see, I don't want to be with a poor guy. Oh, my
well,
God,
who would?
Melissa.
Who would?
Well,
right?
I don't know, but I do agree with Pat. You do have that magnetic personality, and the heart wants what the heart wants. There's somebody out there that may be coming after you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Really?
Pat says, you know, get rid of this guy. It could be when you're shopping.
I am so busy with helping, you know, the two little kids that live with me, my grandchildren. That is the last thing, man.
You never know.
You'd be surprised these single grandpas out there that just wishing to be a family.
Jeez. I'm telling you. Okay, you know what? This is amazing. You are probably the first person that's ever said this to me.
What?
Single grandpas.
Over here, cutie. Oh, Pat warned me about you.
Grandpas aren't that old.
I know.
Well, yeah, that's true. Some are, though,
Pat. They can be 45 or 40.
That's true. That is true. Well, I want to thank Melissa. I want to thank
you. Yeah,
that
thank you.
Laverne's here, and she's waiting so patiently.
Laverne's waiting for her
to,
reading.
And I kid Laverne. I love Laverne. I respect and love Laverne a lot. Would you say hello to Pat Overland so she can get kind of beat on you, Laverne?
Hi, Pat. How are you today?
I'm fine.
I'm a person, I would like to call myself a truth seeker. And one thing about being a truth seeker, the more you think you know, the more you find out that you do not know.
Oh,
and
I know.
Whole...
You can dig a hole of a sentence in a hurry.
Yes, absolutely. But I do not have a specific question. I just, if you could just give me one in general, it would be okay.
Okay, I'm just got to pick up on your vibes a bit more.
Okay, let's see here. There are things... there could be that you can be concerned about that's going on in the world, and I'm really trying to focus not on the negative, but to put myself in a space of positivity. And I know that
it makes
world,
a big difference.
It does, and
because
that
you know what. You go negative, and there's something called creative visualization. And what that means is your subconscious pulls in whatever you're concentrating on. So you're thinking shitty, your life will go crappy.
I do understand and believe and accept that.
So as long as you're kind of thinking good thoughts and being thankful for little stuff in life and you know, stuff like that, it comes back to you. It comes back to you quite a bit.
It does.
So,
it does.
I think I've got a read here for you. Just give me a second. I got to lay it out.
Okay.
Okay, there is security around you, and there's happiness, but sometimes you feel trapped because there's criticism from other people, and criticism really gets your goat. And I think it has to do with the grandkids.
Oh,
so,
does that resonate? Let me think about that one, because I do not get criticisms about my grandkids.
How you're doing it from friends or relatives, how people judging you.
Oh, okay. No, I don't feel that, Pat.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got a handle on it.
Yes.
Okay. So it's saying you've got a good imagination, and that makes you above the problem with a lot of things, because you can see things coming from different directions. So you're not blind.
Correct.
So, also, your timing is really good when you're doing things. Now, it says you have hope and faith. It says you have new money coming. It says there's a victory through some small sacrifice. And there's generosity coming to you and your partner.
Okay, I do not have a partner.
Uh-huh. Well, you may have one soon. I'd have to do another quick reading. It's up to my time schedule, you know. Pardon?
It's like Melissa's horny grandpas are coming after her.
It could be. Could be. They're not all bad either.
Hey!
Oh my gosh.
Anyhow, it shows success, happiness, and security, a little bit feeling trapped, and somebody that's a bit of an authoritarian man around you somewhere. Could be your dad.
Okay.
Just somebody.
On that.
But it's definitely an older man.
Okay, an older man is doing what? What is the older man doing?
Well, he's the one that's doing the criticizing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. So far we got good stuff.
Don't understand what me.
King is coming into wealth.
I have a question, Pat.
Yeah.
How often do you have one reading bleed over into another?
Oh, good question.
Quite often.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because people come to me frequently, so sometimes one's not over before the next one starts.
Wow. That's a good question.
Well, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. I'm the one that has the authoritarian male in my life.
Mm. Okay.
Oh. Mm.
Well, yeah. The only effect he's having on you is making you feel trapped mentally. The rest
but she can
of
always
it,
put that horny
you can handle.
What did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
The rest of it you can handle.
Wow.
You got a good personality. It's going to get you through.
Wow.
What's
wow,
wrong
look at look at that insight
what,
right there.
What's wrong with this guy?
What's what
yeah.
guy? The guy you're with? The guy you're
yeah,
with?
What's wrong with him?
What's wrong
yeah.
with him?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he has weird taste in women.
No, I think he's just authoritarian. And if you don't like it, it's pretty annoying, you know.
Yeah.
But most guys, but aren't most guys like that, though?
No.
Mean,
no.
No? No? Okay.
So
no.
he's either a Leo or a Taurus or probably a Libra. Oh, an Aries.
Yeah.
He's a little more soft-hearted than that.
Ooh. Hmm. Huh. I apologize to all the Aries who are fans.
That would have to do with his birthday, and I could look him up, too.
Oh, yeah.
You want to give me
April?
The year?
Yeah. It's the year or the date?
The year first.
1963.
Almost there. Okay, 63. So what date?
April 18. 4/18.
April 18. Yes, sun's in Aries. His moon's in Aquarius.
That's interesting.
And his hang on. His Mercury is in Aries as well. His Mars is in Pisces. That's a
so
unique combination.
So it's softened up a little bit by the water, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah. On his case.
That could be a dreamer personality, too, as we were discussing earlier. The Mars is in Leo. So that would be a very emotional but very needy, controlling.
Wow. Wow. How close is she, Melissa? How close is she with this?
Pretty close.
It's
wow.
It's more the neediness.
Yeah.
So it comes across as being jealous and stuff, but it's more just neediness and not wanting you away and not any malicious thought to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
She should sneak out the window and get with that horny grandpa that's waiting outside the door.
Oh, my God. Hopefully he's got money. That's all I care about. Money.
Exactly. His will. Yeah, you got a good will there.
Tell him you're only
wow.
available on Wednesdays or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go. What a
yeah.
great reading.
Exactly.
That's
well,
Pat Oberlin, everybody, the amazing psychic. Well, that's it for the readings for today. You know, Pat, we have some celebrities that are out there that are in trouble. In fact, wait a minute. I'm on Facebook. Pat, do you want to read? You think you can give me a quick reading really quickly? But we have the same reading. I get the same reading all the time, though. You know?
I'll try.
I'll get the same. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about me. So maybe I'll get a different
things
reading.
Things have changed, maybe.
Yes, things changed. I have changed. I have grown more mature. No, not really. But I try. Okay.
Your little efforts are a bit more tame lately.
I don't like to call him a little effort. I mean, he's a big monster, Pat. Let's just have respect for my
penis.
All right.
Well, I haven't got one of those pictures yet. So.
My God, woman. All right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. Here we go. Okay, I'm a shy guy, so I don't like to talk about myself, but okay, here we go. Well, Pat, hello. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. It's me. What I like to do is I like to go shopping on Sundays. I like to wear a little bit if I can. I like to masturbate between the potatoes and the cucumbers in the produce section. I am smart. I am happy, but I'm so alone. I've been in a relationship for 20 years, but yet I masturbate constantly. Pat, I'm a very intellectual guy. I like to talk, but nobody likes to respect or hear me. What do I do? Hello, Pat. This is me. Me.
Hang on, I'm just laying out your cards.
Yeah, my cards are... What is a Monopoly, you little crazy card? Just get me, just go right to jail? What kind of cards I have?
Okay.
There you go. Did I tell you I'm Sagittarius?
No, but it's interesting to know.
Yeah.
So it starts out here with harmony in your home.
No, she left, that little bitch. He ripped me off, too. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, harmony.
Harmony.
I'm in trauma. Yes, harmony.
So, right now, you're trying to...
Yes.
You're trying a little hard to be something you're not quite, as in a settled down guy.
Okay.
Have I got you on this one?
Yeah, because it's like I'm trying to be a decent guy. And I'm not trying to be funny.
I'm not trying to be funny.
I have this thing where I talk before I say things, and sometimes I can hurt people when I say what's on top of my head and everything. I am trying to be a better person. So you're spot on there.
Okay, so you have hope and faith about what's going on.
I kicked them out last night, too. That threesome was the worst threesome I ever had. Sorry, Pat. Go on.
Use your intuition, because if you want to keep the harmony going, is there any kids? Does she have kids?
No. Remember, I'm still with my girlfriend since you talked to me. We've been together for 20 years. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, she does have kids. What am I thinking? Yes, she has kids, and I get along with her kids very much. One calls me Papa. Well, two calls me Papa. And the other one is kind of aloof. But, yes, my girlfriend does have three children.
Okay, so it's saying to kind of get to know them on a psychic level.
Right.
Stop trying to get to know them like an adult. Start zoning in on what you feel from them.
But what do I get to know them? They're in their 30s, in late 30s and possibly 40s.
So what?
I mean,
you get to know them. Smoke a joint with them.
Okay. Might as well shoot up some fentanyl and get really close to them. I'm only kidding, Pat.
No, that's...
Telling
that's
me to do drugs with
the
kids.
The
All right, that's my psychic. Well, you got to do drugs with the children. Pat! Okay, I'll smoke a joint with them. Sorry, Pat. But you know what? You're right, because there's one I really want to get close to, but he's kind of aloof. The other one, you know, they're on their own, and they're growing. You're right. They're living apart. They live in Alaska, and I'm trying to connect with the kids. They got their own life. They're really close to their mom. I'm kind of jealous that I'm not that close with them, Pat. So you may be right there in that department.
You got to sit them down when they're in a frame of mind to talk. And the only way to loosen them up, I hate to say it, is with some good meds. So, you know.
I was in Virginia not too long ago, Pat. Seriously. Here's how close you are. And one of my girlfriend's kids, he has a really stressed out job and everything. He does a job, but what he likes to do now is before he goes to bed, he likes to light up a joint. Just recently.
Yeah.
And it takes.
Yeah.
In Virginia, I did not know it was not legal to have it. You could do the medical thing, and I didn't want to go into his medical thing, you know, like taking somebody's prescription, you know what I'm saying? But I should have done that, asked him to pass it, share his prescription. I don't know. But you're right on in that one, too.
Yeah, and drinking is not it. Drinking isn't a negative. It's a depressive. Grass is an antidepressant.
Right. It's mowed along.
So you have.
Yeah, that's it.
So anyhow, your girlfriend a Cancer or a Pisces or a Scorpio?
She's in January 4th.
January 4th. That's a Capricorn. Is she blonde?
No, she's brunette.
Brunette, really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's her rising sign. I'd have to do her astrology to find out. You'd have to contact me later with her date, time, and place of birth.
Oh, I can give you that.
And place of birth.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. I can give you that. For 1 minute, you guys, I'm going to go into privacy.
Wait a minute. I got to finish this.
Okay. Oh, my God. You're kind of forceful.
Sorry.
I'm going to get the hell out of here.
It says in control. You're in control and you're above the problem.
I am above the problem. I thought I was the problem, but thank you.
You were defensive, but you balanced it out.
Yes, I did. That's how I roll. Now, how about my health, Pat? Do you see anything there?
I see your health giving you a bit of a problem, but you're going to come out of it. It's just going to be a bit of a scare.
Really?
Or maybe
do you know what it is? Because I'm got it looked out for it. Do you know anything about my health? You said it's going to give me, am I going to have a heart attack or something?
No. It's just showing that maybe you'll just have, I don't know, have you had COVID yet?
Oh, yes, I did, and COVID had me, and I kicked his ass.
You might manage to catch that one again, and it might be a worse strain.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
But you're going to come through. The point is, you're going to come through.
Yeah, thank you for that. Well, you gave me a good reading, Pat. Hey, Pat, let me ask you a question. It's a personal question. It is a personal question. It's going to sound funny, but it's not funny.
Okay.
I have a little boner problem. You know what I'm trying to say, Pat? It's like half mass. I don't have full erection ability. You know what I mean? For a thruster.
Why?
Huh? What? I didn't say anything.
It's just not happening for you?
I deny everything what I just said. I don't know what happened. What's wrong with it? Blog Talk? You're just acting up again. Yeah, you know, once in a while. You know what I mean, Pat? It's not, you know what I mean? Thor is not, you know, hammering
it can
it
be
out.
A blockage problem.
Probably. I kind of squeezed it and it kind of, you know, whatever.
No, there's a thing. No, I'm going to let her up. I was going to say it's...
Yeah.
There can be a cartilage buildup.
Probably. I've been using it a lot, and I took some steroids, so it's muscle-bound. So maybe there's some cartilage there.
Maybe. It hurts like hell.
Yes, it does, Pat. All right. And before we go, Pat, there's a couple of people. Let's do it really quickly, a little quick thing. You've been great. I'm going to give you a couple of celebrities' names. I'm going to give you their birth date and let you listen to their voices. Tell me what you think, okay? Are you ready? First one up is Tom Brady. Tom Brady, here's Tom Brady. Tom Brady is a football player, and he plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's been having
a little
problem. Yeah? What's wrong?
What year?
Okay. His birth date is Oh, damn it. Let me see here. I had it all set up. Okay, here we go. Tom Brady, he is August 3rd, 1977, he was born.
77, August 3rd?
Yes. My question to you, Pat, is him and his wife, Giselle, there's rumors that they're breaking up. They got divorce lawyers. Are they going to get back together again?
Oh, he's a Leo.
Here's his voice. Pat. You need to hear his voice a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, here's his voice. This was yesterday, talking about the football game yesterday. Here we go.
Okay.
At the end of the game, they call for roughing the passer. So it extends the drive. You're able to get off the field. What did you think of that play? Lobbying or asking for some late hits there?
I don't throw the flags. Yeah, he's doing a good job. Works hard in practice. Football means a lot to him. So he's off to a good start in his career. He's a hardworking kid. So he shows up every day, tries to do the right thing, is really prepared. So we all have a lot of confidence in him. So.
All right, that's his voice, Pat. What do you think? What's the reading on Tom Brady?
Well, he likes to be the star of the show, for sure. For sure he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a Pisces moon, which means he can dream what's going to happen, too, and feel it. He's psychic. He has the psychic streak.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And he's got a Virgo thought patterns because his Mercury's in Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
And his his Venus is in. Let me see this. I can't see it right because my glasses. Cancer. Mars is in Cancer. That's nice. So that's another psychic thing.
Really? But do you see him getting back with his relationship with his wife, Giselle? They have three kids together. She's a supermodel. Just recently,
only
they're having
trouble. Only if she says please and begs him so that he thinks he's some star of a show.
Wow.
Or if he makes more of an issue publicly about her taking it off him. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Okay, next up, because it's your Thanksgiving. Next up, here's a young lady. She's shy and everything. Her name is Beyonce. Beyonce.
Okay.
Beyonce was born September. She was born September 4th, 1981.
81, same year as my son.
Yes, 1981. Here's her voice. Here's her voice. This is her 22, August 10th, 22. This is her voice.
Not be the woman I am if I did not go home to that man. Jay-Z and Beyonce are the...
Okay. A little bit right there. Let's see, one more time.
I would not be the woman I am if I did not go home to that man.
There you go. You know.
Okay. Now, listen. I need her date of birth again.
Her date of birth. Oh, God. Did I just say...
81,
okay.
Right?
I think so. I'll try to find it again. Here it is. She's born at September 4th, 1981. She's 41 years old in Houston, Texas.
September 4th, right?
Yes.
Okay.
September 4th, 1981.
Well, she's a Virgo for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a Scorpio moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a bit psychic there.
Mm.
She also has a Libra mind. Because for some reason it flip-flopped at that point. So she thinks like a Libra.
Mm-hmm.
Her Venus is a Libra.
Mm-hmm.
And her... Oh, I gotta see this better. Okay. Her Mars is in Leo. Leo and Libra. Well, one thing likes the pretty things in life, and the other one likes to be the pretty thing in life, so.
That's like both of them. That's like Jay-Z, too. You just got both of them. Wow.
Yeah.
Is this one going to be happy? She's going to always be worried about her man fooling around. She doesn't sound happy, you know. Ever since Becky with the good hair, she seems a little shaky. You know what I mean? Her man fooling around. Do you think that she would ever be happy? You think she, financially, she's set for life.
She lives
but...
for relationships.
Oh, does she really?
She lives wow. for relationships, but... She has to be the star of the show, but he does
yeah.
too.
That's true.
So they both got this Leo issue going on.
Mm. Okay, and we have the last guy. He's a troubled guy. He's a good guy. And let's see if we can give him
what
his little due. His year is, oh, damn it. Did I just kick him out? Wait a minute. His year is, wait. Don't go away. Here it is right here. His year is this year is June 14th, 1946.
46, okay.
Yeah. This is Donald J. Trump. Donald Trump.
No, he's 75. Okay, what year did you say?
The year is 1946, and
46.
June 14th, 1946.
June 14th. Okay.
Yeah, 1946.
June 14th.
Do you need to hear his voice, or I think you already...
No, I don't want to hear his voice. What did you say the date was again?
He was born June 14th.
June 14th, 46. Okay, June 14th. I've got it here. He's got a Gemini with a Sagittarius moon. Holy moly, yuck. Just yuck.
Jesus. Hey, I got a Sagittarius moon. It looks kind of nice, Pat.
Then he's got his Mercury is in Cancer.
Yes, there's that word again.
His Venus is in Cancer.
Okay.
And his Mars is in Leo, just like the last one. So he would he would be more motivated to show family and what he can show and look at me, look at us, look at.
Yeah, he's a looker. Look at me.
Look
at Donald Trump. Yeah, I'm going to rule the world.
I got it all, man.
Pat, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I kept you longer than you should be here. You're having your...
Oh, don't worry about it. Anytime.
Thank you so
I mean
much.
It
we got to work. I want to thank Daniel for coming in the studio. And if you're interested in getting a hold of Pat, you can get a hold of Pat on Facebook, I think. Pat Oberlin on Facebook?
Yeah,
Oberlein, Pat Oberlin. Is there any other way they can get a hold of you, Pat?
Messenger.
There you go. And if you have some weed that you want Pat to, check
Temple?
Out.
Well, hey,
that's always
cool, but I'm over here and you're over there, so,
You know what? I'm going to Canada in about 6 months.
Where to?
Toronto.
Oh, really? I could meet you for an hour
Then Vancouver. Then I'm going to Vancouver.
Really?
You can meet me for... Hey, that hour's going to be worth it, Pat. I'll make that worth it. You're a psychic.
Okay.
You know exactly what I'm going to do to you. You're a psychic. You're welcome. Yeah, baby.
Unfortunately, I'll have somebody with me.
Of course, we need somebody to hold a camera. Are you kidding me?
I need a driver, honey.
We need a driver. Okay. I got your driver right here.
No, my health sucks, man. I can't hold the wheel that long.
You can't? Oh, my God. Well, it'll be a quick trip. You know that. I finally get to meet you. I think you're great. I really do. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the great Pat Oberlin, thank you for coming on for such a short notice. Thank you for reading my friends and the meeting.
Anytime.
David, Laverne,
just let me know how they turn out.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you,
yeah.
Dan.
Oh,
I'd really like to know if they turn out, though, if anybody could get back to me on that.
I will. They're all my friends, and so I'll ask them tomorrow, or I ask them, when do you want me to, I'll ask them how they turn out, they can get back to me.
A month from now, but they have to remember what I said. A couple of people didn't even remember what I told them, so.
I know. Well, Pat, we're old people, so our minds are not, how it is. You know how it is, Pat. I mean, you got horny grandpas chasing after Melissa. I know.
I'm turning 65 in a month.
Do you really? Really?
Happy birthday. I am. I'm going on old age.
Yeah. Now, happy 65. And please remind me, when is your birthday? Because you know what? Do you want that book, Pat? You said that you need a new book.
Yeah, November 3rd. It's called An American Ephemeris.
Will you put it in my messenger, kiddo? It'll be my birthday gift to you. Put it in my messenger.
Okay.
So I know what it is.
Yeah, okay.
I'll buy you some goat's blood. Yeah, go ahead.
No. I'll Amazon it at you.
Okay. Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Do that.
Okay.
Sweetheart. Thank you again for your time. Ladies and gentlemen.
Who should have asked that?
Oh, thank you.
Oh. All right, Pat. Don't you? I know you got to go. Happy Thanksgiving again, ladies and gentlemen. The great Pat Oberlin. Reach out on Facebook and Messenger. And
bye,
next
guys.
Time she's gonna charge you. Bye. I get 10%.
Bye,
bye everybody. All right, bye Pat. Have a good one.
Bye.
There she goes. Pat just disappears like. And there's smoke, and there she goes. I'll never see her again. Just out in the spiritual stuff. I just had T-Bone called me during the thing. He forgot today was the day that he's writing a book about San Quentin. And he was going to talk about serial killers and something that's still going on today. People getting targeted, killed, and all this stuff. He forgot it was today. He wants to come on Monday, so he'll be coming on Monday.
Well, today is Monday.
Next Monday. He forgot. And he had some great stories. I thought Melissa was going to love with serial killers all over the place. He'll be on then. Rachel Lux will be on, I think, next week. And she's the one who writes Erotica. Good book. and she puts a little twist on it. But they're aliens and beings from outer space and stuff. So she may be tampering with the spiritual kind of entities. For her to write erotica, then it goes right into aliens and stuff out of space and UFOs. Could be an interesting interview. She'll be coming on next week. I talked to somebody in the past. Her initials are Ellen K. One's initial. She is doing her thing. She is working. She has a steady, regular job. She's working, and she has a break and lunch. I don't know if they correspond when we're on the air, but she wants to come in and say hello once in a while, so she may pop in once in a while. She says she has some guests to line up, so I quit trying to get guests and let her take over, and I haven't heard from her in 2 days. We'll see how that goes. Oh my blood pressure. Oh me, oh my. Why do I do this to myself? Why do I do this?
I
have no idea. You know, there's a controversy going on. And I think Laverne and I think we talked about this last week. I think it was Laverne and I. I'm sorry, Laverne, if I misspoke. But I think it was you. Not Donald Trump. Oh, my God. I almost called Donald Trump the president of the United States. Biden signed an executive order or signed something or what do you call a pardon to a lot of these people who did marijuana, who's in prison for marijuana.
Yeah, I talked about this. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on a fence, and I should not be, and I'm ashamed of myself. I am ashamed of myself, but I'm on a fence. Laverne put me to the fence and say, "Why?" And she made me feel a little guilty about myself. Laverne has a habit of doing that because I think I'm a nice person until I talk to Laverne and I realize what a scum I am. I come out with my shoulders up and go, hello, Laverne. By the time I get off, my shoulders are down. I'm in a fetal position sucking my thumb. Why am I such a shit? But, I don't know. But I did feel bad. I did, meaning that there's a scam going on here, and I need you guys' help. I don't know if it got to where you guys are on the East Coast. It might have got to King. Because, King moved from Arizona. I don't know if it's in Kansas City. I'll tell you what the scam is. And I fell for it the first two times. Me and my girlfriend is driving on this highway, okay? It has a light and whatever, but it's a big highway. It stops there. And then you ever see it? You get a red light, it stops, and then the vendor starts running through the streets, you know, with oranges and everything before the light changes, wants you to buy some shit. I don't know if you guys have that out there, but in California we do. It's almost like the guy.
Never.
No, you
ever,
don't?
Ever.
You know, it's almost equated to the guy in New York that when you stop, that he throws a bucket of water on your car and washes it really fast before the light changes. It's that kind of thing.
Washing your windows.
The movies do that here.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a new thing going on, and I really don't like it. So. We're driving, you know, I'm waving these guys off, you know, they're having peanuts and everything, the lights turn red, that's when they go through the line, you know, peanuts, you go down the car, you can buy the peanuts or strawberries, whatever. Okay, I'm already, you know, you wave them on. Well, now it's a new thing, and I felt bad. It got me scrambling in my car for change. You know, I'm looking like a madman. Light changed, red. All right. Did I see this woman, this girl, when I say woman, I say girl, maybe 17. And she has this cardboard. And I don't know if King's seen it or if it's happening there or not, but on a cardboard it has pictures of these kids and it says rest in peace. So now she's collecting money for a funeral for this kid who got killed. On the cardboard, you see the picture of somebody, and you see it says, rest in peace. And then it sees there, the big writing is that we are collecting money for funeral for this kid who got killed. So, and I don't know what it is, Laverne, and I have to talk to you about this, but I have this black guilt. You hear about Jewish guilt? I got black guilt. What I mean is that one of my brothers or sisters in trouble. You know what I'm trying to say? And I'm already thinking it was a drive-by and everything. They don't have enough money for insurance. They don't have this. I got to help out. You know what I'm trying to say? I didn't think about, okay, come on, stop it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm digging and I'm digging and I'm digging and I'm digging. I go, sweetheart, we got to get them. They're black people. I'm black. I can free date to them. I'm doing the black guilt thing. I feel really guilty. The black guilt is there. The black guilt, and I'm telling you about the black guilt, and nobody talks about the black guilt, and I'll tell you about the black guilt. You know, the black guilt is like if you see a black homeless person and you see a white homeless person, they're side by side. You only have enough money to give to one homeless person, and you're black. Who do you give it to? Laverne, who do you give it to? You got a black homeless person, a white homeless person. You only have enough for giving to one. Who do you give it to?
We should follow our heart.
Yeah,
and maybe,
I know,
maybe
but
one of them did it.
That's your heart? Ah, you ain't getting shit from me. What kind of heart is that, you cold bastard? I'm doing it for my heart. Now y'all getting this shit. Get it. Wow. Oh, my God, Laverne. Now y'all getting anything from me. Die, you pieces of shit.
All right. You'll never see them standing side by side. Never. They got their own.
They're either
spot
on different. That's, you know what? That's a good point. I have never saw them side by side. They hit you from different directions. But if you did have to do it, I mean, I don't know if I'm making this up. Laverne, do you have the black guilt? Do you have the black guilt? That there's a black kid crying. There's a black kid crying in the store. He's just crying. Mama not
changing it.
Okay, I have to change it. I have to change it.
With the lady with the sand. That one you talk about the one with the sand come out soon. Now you know that's a stain.
See, you know what? Laverne, my logic tells me that's a scam. My logic tells me get away from me. But I could not, you know, I see the images, too many of us in California driving with drive-by killing and, you know, all this. I know it's a scam. And I'm looking at their eyes and everything, and their eyes is, you know, it's like, what's $2 or $3, you know what I mean? By the end of the day, they probably made a good $300, $400, you know, off of this scam. How dare they? I mean, the blasphemy, the abomination of using this bullshit, you know what I'm saying? How disgusting is this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So out of my own black guilt, I overrode the logic, and I gave. I heard of the Jewish guilt. I didn't know. So I'm just saying, do you help a brother out, or do you say, you know, this is bullshit. Get the hell out of my way.
Bullshit comes in all different colors, creeds, and religions.
I know. But Melissa. Come on. Would you be more apt to give to – you see, let me give you a different scenario because Laverne called me out on this one, because I'll give it to you. Baby, black baby crying in a store, just crying, his eyes and everything, just crying. You know what I mean? And then the mother's not paying attention to that baby. Now you go through the next aisle, and then you got a white baby sniffling, and he's crying and crying and crying and crying. Who do you feel sorry for most, the black baby or the white baby?
I don't feel sorry for either of them.
You cold-hearted
me
bitch.
Either.
Look at both
me
of you
either.
Guys.
What's
grandma. What's the hell going on with you guys?
No.
Hey, now I'm getting no money, and I don't care about those babies. What do you mean?
What are you feeling sorry for?
Because they're hurting. They're crying.
They cry all the time. Kids cry all the time.
Are you listening to this, King? Come on. Come on. Don't you want to go up to the baby and say, cuckoo, you know, hit the coochie-coochie-coo?
No.
Stop your crying. Oh,
no.
My
no.
God.
Mm-mm.
Really? Okay.
Word of God.
Yeah, you got to be careful how you go up
exactly.
To the
baby.
Yeah, how you coochie-coochie, who you're coochie-coochie-coo. You're right.
Yeah,
that's right. Mm-mm.
Brian's been in, he'll be out in 5 years because he went to a baby, tried to keep the baby. He's up there trying to burp the baby. He breastfed the baby.
Now he's getting
pervert.
Smart. He's getting smart.
Stay away from that baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm just testing. I'm just saying the guilt. I just feel the guilt sometimes.
Why?
I just feel and it could be matched by
guilt.
Huh?
I got enough guilt. I don't need that.
Yeah. Well, both of you, I didn't hear it. Go ahead, one more time. Laverne and
Go ahead, Laverne.
No, I was saying Brian was feeling an unnecessary guilt.
I know, but I can't help it. When I see help a brother out or help a sister out, you know what I'm trying to say? You know?
They've already figured that angle out, if that's what's on the sign.
But if that's their only hustle and that's their only way of life, I'm not one of these judgment people. Like, if there's a wino, I don't know, they don't call them winos anymore because I guess I'm from old school. They don't call them winos anymore. I don't know what they call them. And I give him, I know what he's going to do with it, but he's going through DTs, his hand is shaking like he had, you know, and his whole body is shaking, and then he goes, you have any money because I'm going to get a sandwich? He didn't get no sandwich. I know what he's getting. But I'll give him the money because he's having it. You know what I mean? He's going to DTs, and I know exactly what he's going. The money that I'm going to get him, he's going to get some Thunderbird, you know, for $1.99. You know, or some, rubbing alcohol, whatever's cheaper. But I know what he's going to get. I know. See, I'm not one of these judgment givers. Like, no, I'm not going to give you any money because you're just going to get alcohol. And then you're going to probably buy some cigarettes with that money. And that's bad for you. And I'm not going to contribute to your downfall. I'm not that person.
And I agree with that. I agree that we none of us should be that person. But
right. What
we should, like you said, when you give from your heart, you don't care where that person, you don't care what that person do with it. You know you felt to give. You were led to give, and that was it. It's out of your hands.
Mm.
I can't give somebody and control what they do with it.
Right. Right.
Isn't it that you're supposed to give from the heart?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but you know that
he gives because you give.
But you know he's going to do something with that. What happens if he
gets
that money?
That's not my job.
But are you contributing to
I? You know what? That's still not my job.
The dealer is dead. Where's she doing?
Yeah.
He could do what he want to do with it.
Yeah.
Laverne, why a picture of Melissa giving somebody? Well, here you go. Here's $10. I hope everything works out. The guy runs into the 99-cent store, gets some rope, and he hangs himself. It's not my job.
But you know what? That wouldn't be my fault.
You gave him the money that he hung himself.
That isn't
right.
No, it's still not. He made that choice.
You would not feel bad that it was your money that he went into the 99-cent store.
You don't even know. No.
Really?
No.
And how would you even know if it was your money or not?
Exactly.
Because he went out there and he showed you, said, hey, thanks for the money. Then he jumped off and there just snapped his neck before he died. Thank you.
A lot of people have a big issue when they give money. They want to know exactly where it went and, you know, where did my money go and what did they do with it? And I don't know.
It's just, I don't know. Okay, well, that's one. Here's another one I have a problem with, and I haven't came across this for a long-ass time. You women out there, you don't care where you're breastfeeding. I don't know if it's I'm getting older or whatever. Stop it. Just stop it. I'm just sending you the message out there. You make other people I hear what people go, it's the baby, and the baby's hungry. Well, you know what? I get horny sometimes. You don't see me pull down my zipper and say, look at this, and I'm jacking off over in the potatoes. I need therapy.
Not the same. Not the same.
Oh,
it kind of is the same.
No,
I mean,
it isn't.
Who are you helping? Who are you helping?
I went into, well, I went into Starbucks, getting my coffee. Starbucks is a very small area. Turn around, boom, right there. Titty out, baby sucking. Now, I don't know what the protocol is because she was a nice person. She had nice titties. So I don't know how long I should stare before I become a creep. I don't know what the protocol is of the staring.
Are you making this up?
I wish I did.
Wow.
What do you mean? I don't know how long this
is. It's not a sexual act. It has nothing to do with sex.
I mean, the baby is spoiling it.
I've got my children.
But I kind of erased the baby.
But it's not a sexual. I've breastfed my children. It's not a sexual act.
We see nipple, we get aroused. That's the rule. Remember before they had the full nude bar, they used to have topless bars. Remember that? Remember they used to have topless bars before?
That's a whole different scenario.
What, titty out of bounds? We don't have that rule.
You feed your baby, and it's not a sexual thing.
But that's you. We see breasts. Okay, let me ask. King? King, are you here? Is King with me? King? Oh, he might be busy.
Yeah.
Okay, King. King, guy to guy. Beautiful woman. You're getting coffee. Whatever. You turn around, titty out, baby sucking it. King, what do you do?
If you really want to know the truth, if I see any liquid, I'm going to probably vomit. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it's like the odor I get, certain stuff you kind of look at it disgusting, and it's not disgusting, but, you know, it's just the way you look at it. So
right.
If I turn around and I see it and I see some white stuff, I'm going to be like, I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, oh,
wow.
Shit, I didn't mean to do that. But then I'm going to be like, yeah. So because it happened, it almost happened when I was in Phoenix, you know what I mean? And
right.
I ran out, like, man, I had to cover my mouth because I'm like, you know, some things you just don't want to see. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But I know where you're coming from, though. Like some men would turn around and they'll look at it very sexual and they'd be like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Like Jim Carrey, like Jim Carrey in the movie Me, Myself, and Irene, you know? But I don't know. I'll probably just, if I see some liquid, man, I'm just going to throw up, man, because I'm going to be like, oh, no,
really?
I don't want to see that. So, yeah.
I seen a woman one time, I guess she was lactating, with just wetness on her chest, walking down the street.
Yeah.
I don't know if she didn't.
Oh, no.
You know that she probably was lactating or whether she just probably had to be. I know it's supposed to be natural. I don't want to sound like an idiot or immature or something. I'm just saying,
no.
I know you ladies are thinking, you know, this is not a sexual thing. I'm feeding my baby. I know what you're thinking, and it should be that way. But you got to understand that the men are thinking, kid, can you just move to the side just a little bit? I mean, it doesn't have to be a nipple. We just want to see a little bit of the aureola or maybe a little bit of the nipple.
Yeah.
I mean
–
is it just me?
And you know what?
Yeah.
Where I live at now, I live in a small suburb, and where I'm working at right now, we have a specific room for women to go in there and do their business, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so, like, when I'm out in public and stuff, sometimes I see women, they just pop that sucker out, and it's like, wow, really? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's... I mean, some guys they like that stuff. They're just the way the world is. But technically, I don't think women should do it. I think like they should find a
private
place
to
do it because you got some crazy guys out here.
Right.
Like, that's just my take. I'm not here to try to tell you women
how to
you know, you got to be careful though.
Yeah. No, I hear you, and yep. And the women's point of view is baby hungry, you know? You're going to feed my kid. I mean, it's a natural thing.
Yeah.
And they're not even thinking that it's sexual. It's like, what the fuck are you looking at, man? I'm feeding my – it's no different than I have the bottle in the baby's mouth. You know, they forget about that there are some –
And to say why I'm saying this is because you have professional traffickers, and these guys, they know how to target their women. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they will stuff some stuff in a paper towel that will get you really sick and dizzy and make you fall out. They'll stuff that in between the door handle of your car, and then they'll put a zip tie on your shit, you know, and then they'll wait for you to grab the money that's in your windshield, and then they'll be like, well, yeah, this is the lady I want right here, man. She got some nice jugs, you know. She, I mean, it's just it's just something that women don't think about, you know what I mean? And so that's the reason why I always try to share things on my Facebook to help the women, not just to, you know, get a laugh or anything, but it's just important information out there that women to know, you know what I mean? Like, it's, but we don't take the time to really help women anymore like we should. So,
well, they're independent, but you brought up a good point, King. And see, sometimes I'll get bored. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
And there's some weird shit that people are into. Melissa and I had this conversation. There are some weird shit that there's some fat people, obese people, and they're on Pornhub and they're eating. They're eating naked.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be some kind of sexual thing. They're just eating, burping, drinking milk, and it's, you know, they weigh like 500 pounds, and some men find that attractive. And I seen that, but then I keep thinking there's some other shit that men pretend that they're babies, and then they do the baby talk and all this stuff. There's a relationship where they baby talk each other. Yeah, that's out there. And there is some weird so I could imagine some freak getting off on, say, that they want to be nursed, you know what I mean? You know, going through like role-playing like they're a baby and that their wife is this. And I could imagine there's some freak shit out there like that.
Yeah,
so,
I'm telling you, it can go bad.
Yeah, so women, you got to be careful because you don't know who is who and what's going on, and
Jordan. And
King's right. Yep. You just got to be careful out there. This is a different world, man. It's a different world. The black web. Just be careful, ladies. I don't personally look. I'll be honest with you. I may give it the 3-second look just in case I want to see a nipple. You know, I tried to. I bought into it. I need to see the show. And all the time that I have seen it, I have never seen Aureola or never seen a nipple. All the time. Never seen one. I'm just hoping one day that, I mean, I walk, you know, I don't want to make her nervous and the kid's eating, you know. And then I get jealous of the kid because I'm still waiting for my food and I ordered it and this little bastard's already eating and I was there before him, so I'm already pissed off. No, okay, I'm only kidding. I have problems. Even Laverne going, you know what? Just move on, honey. there's something very serious going on in this world. And it's scary. And I know my audience here, these are the greatest guys. I mean, my God, we got the morning crew here. Melissa, Laverne, King, and other people may come in, and I feel like I can freely talk to them and not be judged. Stanley, we all know Stanley. Stanley came in one time, and Stanley's probably listening, so he might even pop in. And it kind of bothered me. It was like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, Stanley came in, and he was hot. He was ready with information about the Democrats. And saying, why are you with the Democrats? The Democrats with slavery. He went down the line. They were for slavery and this and this and this and this and this and this. And I tried to tell him, yes, but as we evolved, things are changing. And the Republicans are the ones who are freeing the slaves. And but not anymore. So what's happening in Georgia is very important. And if you guys are not following politics, let me give you the overall view. You got Herschel Walker and the Reverend Raphael, I think that's his name, running for Senate. Whoever wins Georgia kind of takes over the House, takes over the Senate, takes over, whether it's Republicans or Democrats. Now, Biden just pardoned people who were smoking marijuana and got busted. I still say if you pull down Biden's pants and you see his ass cheek, you're going to see it says, made in Africa. Black people own Biden. Biden's beholden to black people because they gave him the presidency. That is the truth. You can argue what you want. But this last thing is what took so long to pardon people who've been incarcerated for marijuana. He did that. I don't even know why he did that. Maybe because we got the vote coming up in 2 years, whatever, midterms. Now, I think Laverne says, how do you feel about that? I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
Yeah.
King.
Yeah.
Nobody else but Biden, pardon, Trump's not going to do it. Nobody's going to do it. Trump said, Trump wants them to have the death penalty. Trump wanted them to have the death penalty.
Yeah.
He did.
Yep.
Biden pardoned them.
The way I feel about it is whichever states are legalizing it and they're making you have a marijuana card, then do what's right. Get you a card and abide by the rules. But if you're using that marijuana to sell and to make money off of it and you're not using it for medical purposes or whatever, then by all means, you know, you need to do the time for that crime you committed. And the problem is, I understand Biden is letting these people out, but he's only doing that because he's got the votes coming up soon, and he wants to make himself look good. But the problem is some of these guys who actually in prison, they were freely riding with this stuff. They were smoking it, you know. And it's like you can't do that. You know what I mean? It's like when they tell you in the doctor's offices, if you go to get your prescription, they tell you don't drive while on this medication. You know what I mean? So it's like it's just the same thing. You know what I mean? But it's just weird to me how he letting all these people out, because these same people he let out, they're going to be going right back in for it. You know what I mean? I mean, hell, I'd be one of those guys. I used to make my money, you know, but thing is that you can't do this. You just can't do this, you know, better stay home. I mean, like, how do you feel about it?
I don't know. See,
yeah.
I don't know. Here's how I feel. I mean, I know for a fact here in California we had this DA, and he didn't want him, and it was during a pandemic or whatever, COVID-19, and he let a lot of bad people out of jail. Bad people.
Oh yeah.
Crying
yeah.
up like you would not believe. I don't know last time, I don't know where you are, in Maine or Virginia or Kansas City, but if you look at California TV, people are just, they're not even hiding their shit. They're walking up to people. And, you know, get this. This is so funny because during the pandemic, you're supposed to be wearing a mask. These guys are so brazen now. They're so happy they don't have to wear a mask. They're not even bothered masking up, you know, so you can identify them, right? Because they're so bad that they're going to refuse to wear a mask. Fuck you guys. Fuck the bad. I'm going maskless. You know what I'm trying to say? But in the old days, they have a mask. You see them coming. But they're so brazen that they're walking up, holding up people. They're going into jewelry stores, breaking glass and everything. You know, they're setting up shit on Facebook where they're going into stores and just overpowering people and stealing shit. You ever guys ever see that shit? I have never seen this shit
in
the last few years.
Yeah. I see a whole lot going on right now. It's really bad. I mean, they're really, like, actually following celebrities home, robbing them, you know, like, I mean, like Snoop Dogg and all of them, they were just talking about why people be wondering why they don't wear jewelry out in public. And it's like they said, you know, it's just dangerous. I mean, even with the bodyguard, you know? So, I mean, so I know when I came out there, I didn't have any problems, but you know, it's just a lot going on out there. So,
I took Cindy to the 99-cent store, and there was a car following us. I'm going, okay, it's going on now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm only kidding. But is that, I'd say that's how bad it got. You follow me home from the 99-cent store, motherfucker. But it is bad.
Hey,
it
could be happening.
Yeah, but see, so I don't know we're not talking 50 people. We're not talking 25 people. We're not talking one guy and say, let's give him a break. You have to understand what he's saying. We're saying 50 states, 50 prisons. Do you know how many people that is? And then you would have... What's that, Laverne?
Did you ever think...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say,
Go ahead, Abby.
I was going to say, did you think that maybe they're telling them, maybe when they started letting these people out, they said, well, you know, if we let all these people out, then there'll be more people that we'll be able to let vote. You know what I mean? Like, who knows? Who knows what they'd be up to right now?
I didn't think about that one.
I just thought about that just now. It's like with Biden getting ready to run for president, or whatever he chooses to do,
right.
He probably let me reach out to some of these states and let some people out because that'll help with the votes and stuff. But I'm telling you, the government is tricky, man, and we don't know what they're up against right now. They're gonna start letting the people out there in Orlando or Chicago. I forgot which place it was. Illinois or something like that. They're gonna start to do the purge and all that stuff, like real life stuff. And it's a lot that's going on right now. And so it's just hard to say.
I didn't think about that point. And yes, Laverne, good point.
I was asking, isn't he proposing to just let the smokers out?
Well, I don't know. Well, see, that's the trick, Laverne. Is that what you heard? See, that's the tricky thing.
Yeah. Biden's going to be letting out the smokers, and then in Illinois, that governor is letting everybody out or something like that, you know?
Everybody out. So he don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He just lets everybody out.
He wrote a list down of the people that will be able to get out, but when you really think about it, that's almost damn near everybody. I mean, it's crazy. You have to look into that though. It's crazy.
Yeah, maybe he's talking about I'm just saying the non federal crimes or misdemeanors or something. I don't know. But I know that what I heard at first was just the smokers. But I don't know.
But see, here's where it gets tricky. Because in California, okay, first of all, I just wanted to let people know when King said something that it is correct, and some of you might say, well, if they're felons, they can they still vote? And the answer is yes. It says right here, the short answer, can felons vote in California? The short answer is yes, felons can vote in California. But there are some conditions. California law on felon voting rights have recently changed. On November 3rd, 2020, the Voting Rights Restoration of Persons or Parole Amendment was approved by the people of California. So, yes,
So when King says, is this a political kind of thing, you have to put that in the mix there, because felons can vote in California. I don't know any other state, but they can. Check your thing. Interesting.
See, but here's the trick.
See, in California, when they legalize weed, you can only buy a certain amount, and you can only grow a certain amount at home. They limit you in what you can grow. I forgot what it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say smokers, there's a lot of people who will buy an ounce. And they're just smokers, not really to sell it. They're just smokers. You know what I mean? It's like wine. They will put it in the cabinet or save it later. I know some people buy a pound, and then see, here's the thing. It's almost like abortion. Okay, hang in there, what I'm about to say. If I buy a pound of weed or an ounce of weed, I could do what I should be doing. But the limit is that, well, you can't sell it. It's like, what? I bought this shit. Why are you giving me rules of what I could do with my shit after I bought my shit? Just hang in there. I think it's wrong. If you're allowed to buy weed and you're planting plants, and they're saying you can only go 3 plants, why are they putting rules on how much I can grow at home? It makes no difference. So when you say they're putting only smokers are allowed to get the pardon, well, there's some people who are heavy smokers. I'm not making a joke of this. You know, King may go, okay, I may have a joint or two for, you know, and I'll put it in a suitcase. I'll put it in my little crystal case, and I'll smoke it on celebration day. I'm going in and going, how big is that bag? You know, motherfucker. You know what I'm trying to say? And he goes, well, you should be locked up because you should not be out because you're doing more than just smoking. Where do we draw the line? And when you say smokers, I don't know what that means. This guy can be smoking every day. There's some people I know that smoke in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. You know?
That's not their concern, how much you smoke. They just don't want you to have a over a certain amount. And they still govern it and ruling over it. But they want to be able to tell you how much you can have at a time. They don't care if you smoke the whole thing. You can smoke the whole thing, soon you're bad, and go out there and buy another.
Where is that?
So whatever.
Okay, I agree. 905, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. You're live on the air with Laverne. You're live on the air with King and, of course, the lovely Melissa. 905, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's me, Pat.
Pat!
I couldn't stay out of this conversation.
Oh, really? Never know who's listening.
Welcome
no,
back.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I wondered if you guys were interested in the differences between Canada and over there.
Yes.
Like,
sure.
It's totally legal here. It's totally legal across the board, and now they're legalizing mushrooms. Magic mushrooms are being legalized for therapeutic use. Yes, they are.
Really? That is really interesting. I don't know if I like that or not. I don't know if I want somebody to be eating the mushrooms and driving on the 405 freeway.
No. The deal is if they're doing therapeutic, the person has to be watched while they're doing it.
Ah, kinky. Yeah.
So it's kind of like...
They're doing that here too, Pat, in some cases. And it really,
really
works well with PTSD and things of that nature.
Yeah,
people that have
it is an antidepressant.
Yeah.
It works as an antidepressant. That's why I'm against alcohol, because it's a depressant and it takes people down even further.
But Pat, here's what's happening with us.
Yes.
President Biden decided to use pardons for people who have got locked up for marijuana use.
Yeah, that's
so
a lot of people.
That's what I am saying. It's a lot of people. And King and everything, and Melissa and Laverne, it's a lot of people. And
okay, so it's a lot of people.
Yeah, but you know what?
Is, See, these guys, here's the other end. They're felons now. Wait, just give me a minute. They're felons now. Let's forget what is right and wrong, the moral of it. Let's just say, okay, they're released now. They're going to go to a job. There's a lot of people who are going to go to the job. They're going to be applying places, Walmart. And they're going to say, yes, I was a felon. And what were you in the film for smoking marijuana, whatever. But they're still a felon. How many of these people are going to get jobs? Is the crime rate going to go up because nobody's going to hire them because they are felons?
No. People look at that and they'll say, you shouldn't have been grabbed. No way. Nobody's going to take it serious.
Right, they're going to expunge their record. So when you expunge it, they take that off their record.
Exactly. Now, let's remember, because of the people that think that Trump, you know, says, oh, they deserve the death penalty and blah, blah, blah. Now, does anybody remember him bringing Kim Kardashian into the White House and begging for a pardon for a meth trafficking grandma?
Yeah.
And they gave it to her. They gave it to her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on. This is all just crap. Marijuana is a whole different ballgame.
Well, you've got to remember, like most of the chronic smokers are fucking old age pensioners now, and we're in control of the government and whatnot, and it's not the same as it used to be.
No way.
Even my kids, I mean...
I don't care. I can't believe we're so worried about this. I really can't.
I can't either. It seems like a kind of non-issue to me.
Right.
To me, there's so much more going on, but this is what they want us to, you know, some people to focus on now.
Mm. Oh, and well, they're always trying to redirect. Come on, you know that.
Yeah.
Especially with the Trump January 6th thing going on right now. They're just about to indict him for something. So, of course, they've got to redirect.
If we have these Republican governors in this country rounding up loads of people and dropping them off in different states.
Can you imagine that?
Then where else?
These are your lawmakers doing that. These are your lawmakers doing that bullshit.
And what kind of people are these?
Go ahead, Melissa.
But then we have people that come into the studio who I like and respect. I just don't always agree with them. That think that this is okay.
Mm.
You know, and as a country, where are we going?
We're worried about black people
coming out of a prison or whatever. It's like, really?
Yeah, that's...
I don't get it. I don't.
That's a little sketchy.
It is really sketchy.
It's just...
But you know what it is? The people that make the rules never even live near the problem. They're not even close enough to touch it with an 80-foot pole.
Oh, that is true. There's people.
So
yeah,
they're reacting off of mass fears and mass paranoia. They're reacting off unknowns that they think they know. If they're met somebody like that, they probably wouldn't know it.
Well, you know what? I just have this fear that when we release these people from jail, there's going to be more homelessness, there's going to be more crime, there's going to be more,
I think they're going to be more motivated.
Yeah.
You think
so?
I think they'll be more motivated to get ahead.
Mm. I don't know.
Because they're
going
to have to work hard to get a job. They're going to have to make a decision to work hard to get ahead.
Yeah, but it's going to take
some time.
I don't know. What do you think,
Brian,
I don't know. I don't want to think
that
way.
they've been off the pot for a while, so they're thinking straight, so they probably have some stuff.
They've been off the pot for a while.
But they do have libraries and computers in the jail, so.
You'd be surprised how much drugs they're smuggling in the jail. You'd be surprised.
Oh, but I'm Brian, not surprised. My ex used to go regular.
Oh, did he?
We are only talking about smokers. We're not talking about criminals. Smokers are not criminals.
No, they're people that just want to relax somewhere.
So they're saying you're still locking the dealers up? Is that what you're saying?
Not here.
I haven't heard they were letting the dealers go. I only heard the smokers that was caught with marijuana.
Okay.
That's ridiculous for having a joint.
Yeah.
Well, probably.
That's nitpicking.
But it's probably over a certain amount.
You got to think of the Jews.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, here it is right here, the official thing. This was announced Friday. Biden's marijuana pardons unlikely to make big the midterm splash. That's what King was alluding to as far as votes go. Let me see. Biden plans include pardons for those convicted of simple possession under current federal laws, as well as the reclassification of marijuana from his current schedule. I designation, the same designation given to drugs such as heroin and LSD. Okay, that's how they classified marijuana before. So you're right, Laverne. These are people who are convicted of simply smoking the marijuana. That's it. So you're right.
Not transporting it or selling it.
Right, not transporting or stealing it. These people who got caught smoking a joint.
Well, goddamn, I'd be in trouble if I lived down there.
Right. Right.
Because I'm my son's dealer.
You would have survived that.
Only
me
can have a
site
like this. Well, I deal drugs in a part-time on my family.
No, I told him I don't want him buying off people we don't know because you never know
right,
what's in this stuff.
Right, you should have him buying off of you.
Exactly.
I understand the family
exactly.
plan.
Exactly.
I know I get clean stuff.
Here, son, here's some fentanyl. I don't want you getting it in the street. Thank you, Mom. Go in your room.
Besides, right. It has a good price tag on it, so, you know, can't complain.
You know, the more I hear from you, the more I want to visit you. I don't know why, Pat. I just want to
get
spend
high
a day.
Together.
I want to spend a day just eating mushrooms and us laying in the fields. There's gonna be some information that would be very interesting.
That would have to be in the spring.
Yeah, can you imagine the camera? Hey, Laverne. Hello, Melissa. This is me and Pat. We're eating mushrooms. We're laid in the field, and we're looking at the clouds. I could imagine wonderful stories coming out of that.
Yeah,
I
could, too.
So that's what it is. That's what it is. People who got caught smoking marijuana. He's not going to the dealers and all that kind of stuff. They're still staying in jail. So, okay, I change, and they're going to try to reclassify it, meaning, and it's so silly because it's legal here in California. I don't know if it's legal. I was surprised it wasn't legal in Virginia. Laverne, I'm sure.
You was misled. You were misled because it is. And
is it really?
You can grow. Yeah, you can grow up to, each household can grow two plants, you can have an ounce on you. And you can smoke it at home, but they don't want you to smoke it driving and, you know, out in public like that.
Of
but
course.
It is legal.
Do you
because
have
you're definitely anything? Not in your right mind when you're smoking and driving.
That is true.
I don't care who you are.
Right.
You.
Yeah.
I don't
but
care who you are.
Do they have dispensaries in Virginia? Laverne?
I would smoke shop. Yes. And
what?
I was in a smoke shop maybe about 3 weeks ago, and I seen in a jar, it was marijuana in a jar.
And the person I went in the store with, I said, they got marijuana here. And he goes, no, they don't. I said, I'm looking right at it. Yes, they do. And they
tell me, how much do they charge for an ounce?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't inquire, did you?
I go too, and I get my shit from a dispensary. I don't know if I buy an ounce. I don't know. What is the ounce going for in Canada, where you are right now?
$90?
$90? Wow. Yeah, that's all right. That's about right at the dispensary. It's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right what they charge here.
Yeah. It went down a couple of months, like 6 months ago, something like that. It went down.
I guarantee you, this is the start. If you're a occasional marijuana smoker, or if you're just a social marijuana smoker, this is your worst nightmare, because when the government is, you're getting closer to the government putting their hands in your business. Once the government gets in there and start controlling the dispensaries, start controlling the marijuana stuff, the prices are going to go sky high. It's going to be a lot of bullshit out there. As soon as the government gets their hands on this, I'm telling you right now, believe me.
Oh, it happened.
It will.
It happened, and now they're overloaded with too many of these dispensary places, too many places open, too many people invested.
Yes.
You know, too much product, and it's starting to be a problem.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. As soon as they have the banks released and say, yeah, the bank can do business with the dispensaries and everything, watch out. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be bedlam. Because
well, that happened a long time ago.
Yeah, they're going to start regulating. I just have this fear that they're going to regulate the THC, meaning you can only have so much THC because of legal and illegal.
They
you know
do.
What I mean? They're going to do some crap like that.
They do it.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you go to those dispensaries, yes, it's all regulated.
Yeah.
You have to ask them for the high THC.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yes, you go in there and say, I want this, you know, the high THC.
Really? You're absolutely
right.
Yeah,
and say you want good CBD too. Just tell them, give them the best they've got with both things, you know.
I'm going to slip them Laverne's name so maybe I get a discount.
You think so,
right? Have that jar. I was just in there 3 weeks ago. Let me have that jar over there. Wow. Laverne, have you ever had the marijuana?
Yes.
What?
Yes, but
you are blowing my mind, Laverne. You are blowing my mind.
No, yes. But listen to me. And I stopped like 15 years ago. But
are you serious?
I really don't. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like it's a bad thing. I believe it helps you more than it doesn't. I mean,
well,
it does. It helps property. So anything health-wise. Yes, and you don't have to take pills and pharmaceutical products. I believe in that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
It takes care of a lot of things.
It does.
They've proven it medically.
Pat, let me ask you a question. It's a personal question, and you don't have to answer this because it's a professional question. But do you get their vibration, seriously, and it's going to be a serious question. Do you get, let's say I was going to go for a reading with you. It's going to be me and you. I'm coming. Brian's coming. He's coming through town. You're going to read me and everything. Would you have a better reading if both of us was, or if you partaked in mushrooms or marijuana?
Oh, yeah.
Would you hit right before? Okay.
I'd say marijuana.
Really?
I can get pretty stupid on mushrooms.
God, that, can you imagine that reading? How stupid you go?
I laugh.
Well, you know
a lot.
What? I think you should get in your car because something's going to happen to you. You should drive very, very fast, and there's a cliff there, and see if you could jump. I can imagine you could really do that. What do you mean by stupid?
If you put me on mushrooms, I'd probably be asking you what the cards mean.
Really?
You know, there's a reason they call alcohol and such hurts.
Yeah, I know.
And the reason?
Mm-hmm. Because it changed.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. It's like you're breaking up.
It is spirits. They call them spirits.
Oh, alcohol spirits.
It changes you. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't put that together. That's interesting.
It kind of, yeah. So, yeah.
Well, it's just like taking different drugs. If you're drinking, you're taking a depressant. If you're smoking up, you're taking an antidepressant. You know, if you're doing mushrooms, well, you're just having fun with your brain, you know. So, it's a whole different.
You know what? I have never done that.
It opens you up. That's what it means.
So you get
the alcohol?
Did you say you've never done mushrooms, Brian?
I never.
Some woman brought over a bag once. It was an old bag. You know, it's like one of these Cheech and Chong fans. And I swear to God. And she goes, hey. I go, hey. She goes, you want to try something? I go, what? It was a baggie. I go, what is it? You know, why would you do that? I'm thinking, why would you trust anybody? As soon as anybody says, you want to try something, you know you don't. Just say no and
you
run.
You know what they
why
do
would
now?
Goes,
they're using shrooms.
I guess it depends on how many degrees away you know them.
Well,
you know, if they're a friend of a friend or...
They're not literally mushrooms. They're microdosing, almost like using it in a dab pen. Yes.
What do you mean?
And
a dab. I know dabs.
No, the shrooms. Remember I told you how it's called? Here it's called frogging.
Frogging?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
It's just a street name.
Really?
So they microdose shrooms in their vape pen.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my niece does it all the time.
How do you do that? I mean...
Like, they buy it. I don't know.
So would they grind it up?
Huh?
I don't know.
They must grind it really fine and then burn
it.
They must.
Because my vape has a little tiny... Oh, it has a little tiny liquid in it, I guess. I don't know. You have to be really good about it. I could see somebody doing that,
well,
I guess.
Well, some of those dabs are wax. Too. They smoke wax, so they
right.
can incorporate it into the wax.
I have done
right.
it.
Yeah, they
I
can, but
Alaska
I didn't think
happened.
Smoking mushrooms was a thing. I thought it
no,
had
dabbing.
To be ingested.
Yeah, no.
Well, the last time I did mushrooms, I laughed so hard I couldn't see anything that I was trying to read. I was trying to order a pizza. I couldn't spell pizza, let alone find restaurants. So, you know, we gave up
That's
rolling
crazy.
On the floor laughing. So that was about, you know, my last experience with it.
Oh, my God.
Told me he had used it one time. He said that he felt like the chair that he was in, he was a chair.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man. I don't know if I
experienced
it. She brought out the baggie. It was a brown stuff. She goes, these are mushrooms. I go, okay. But she says it's old, so I don't know if it'll work. I go, work what? She goes, if you go on a trip. Okay. And basically, I ate the whole bag, and I didn't even feel anything. I really didn't.
That happened
didn't.
To
Maybe
me last time, too.
Really? You didn't feel anything? It was just too old?
Yeah, I had one event where nothing happened, nothing at all.
Right. It was uneventful to me. I've never done LSD. I've never done any hallucinogenics. And I would claim that mushroom is probably one of the hallucinogenics. Now, one time, I don't know why I was stupid. See, I'm a sucker for Bressus. And so if you had a pair of nice breasts that says, I'll try anything. I remember one girl I met, and I'm kind of particular what I put in my body, especially when it's drugs, and I don't really smoke around people I don't know because I don't trust myself. So this one woman, I don't even know how she got in my apartment, but she maybe she magically appeared. I have no idea. And then I remember she saying, do you want to do crack? And I go, what is crack? I was talking 20, I was 27 maybe, and everything. It just started, crack starting to, cocaine started to go away, and crack was starting to be the thing. I don't know, you guys remember
too,
that?
Yeah.
And all I heard was, don't do crack, because if you do crack, once you try it, you're going to always hallucinate for the rest of your life, and you'll never get out, and you're going to go crazy, and your head's going to explode. I mean, the horrible things. But then I remember I saw
the things it does to your system.
Right. And then
I saw those
breasts
to the body is terrible.
Exactly, because I didn't know what crack was. But this woman, I said, okay, and because I figured her breasts were going to pop out. If I, you know, I wanted it to be a little long because I wanted to see that. So whatever it took for me to see those, of course I'm going to do it. And she, I remember she went into the kitchen. And then she fired up a Bunsen burner. It was like I was back in high school in chemistry shop. And it was a Bunsen burner and a blowtorch and all this stuff. But you know what I really remember was the smell, the ether, the methane. Huh?
Yeah, the cat piss smell?
Yes. It had a very distinctive smell. And then it had this little pipe that it was all charred and everything. And she goes, here, blow this. And I go, okay. Okay. Because I'm hoping breasts pop out. And I took this hit, and my brain just said, fuck it, I'm out of here. Fuck it, I'm gone. Fuck you. Look what you're doing to us. Fuck you. My brain went away, and I just felt like I heard it. Everything seemed like this. I heard this. Everything I was hearing outside deafened. It was like, and it was nothing there. It was nothing there. I mean, I just felt numb.
Wow.
And if I saw breakfasts, I don't even remember what they are. And then all of a sudden she started dancing like the 60s and waving her arms and everything, going, what is this shit? I don't know. It was not a good experience for me. Crack was not good. That's my experience.
Yeah,
but
crack is definitely
drugs.
Not good. That's
no.
Definitely bad shit.
That was some bad shit, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've never once tried it, and for a good reason.
Yeah.
No, I never will. No, that's on my no-no list.
But
that's
I don't
right
know.
Up there
the
with
new, you
cocaine.
Know, I'm Pat. I'm not out in the streets, and I'm going to tell you something, Pat. And I'll tell you something, everybody. I am scared to death with this new fentanyl going on. They're putting fentanyl in every fucking thing, from weed to
you
clothes.
Know why?
They're putting it
because
all over.
Because you barely need a pinhead of the stuff to put you over. They barely
Damn.
Need to use any to OD somebody.
So you got this dropout from high school who said that they can get you something. And I know a friend did this to me one time. I know a friend did this to me. Hold on right now. 111, you're live on the air with the famous psychic Pat, the lovely Laverne, the lovely Melissa, and don't forget, king of all rap, Mr. King. Hello, 111. Hello, 111. Okay. Normally, people are listening at work, and people are listening, or I don't know who 111 is. But, yeah, I mean, I'll leave the mic open just in case they want to talk. But the experimental with drugs, I mean, my God. So a friend, it was a friend of mine, and he's my best friend. I wasn't used to marijuana. And he says, I first moved out of my apartment. It's my first time in my own apartment. My girlfriend lived in with my girlfriend. And he came over, he goes, you want to smoke some weed? I go, well, I shouldn't do it because it's really dangerous, and I'm going to freak out for the rest of my life. Dude, no, weed's good. Weed's good. It's good? Yeah, weed's good. Why is it good? Because it's weed. It's good. I go, okay, well, you make a lot of sense. That's a conversation I have. I'll try it. I'll try it. So I tried it, and I looked at my girlfriend, and her face melted from her face. I mean, her face just melted. The cat that I had, that cat grew fangs and teeth, and it kind of jumped on my lap and freaked me the fuck out, and I ran to the next room and locked it. He put PCP in the weed.
Oh, my God.
He did not tell me this. He dipped it in PCP. My first experience. I'm going, I felt like I was in a Cheech and Chong movie, going, what the fuck is this? My skin is coming off my body. I felt like my head was turning like The Exorcist. I'm looking at him, and he's laughing in that, and you know, those old 60s movies, ho, 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 you know, that kind of voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Every demon you had in your head came alive.
Yeah, someone once spiked me with coke.
Did they really?
I had a terrible reaction. Terrible.
Wow.
It must have had something to do with the legal meds I had been on, and it interacted really bad.
Could be. It could
be. So it was really messed up that night.
Well, I'm going to say, like I said, I'm glad that it's legal. Weed's legal in Canada. You're saying that mushrooms are going to be legal.
Oh, yeah.
I think, oh, that would be so cool.
Pretty well. Yeah, they are.
Because I could not trust anyone that says, I'll get it for you with this fentanyl thing going on. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Everything has a trace of fentanyl in it. I mean, my God. And people were ODing on little tiny things, and I'm saying I would go nuts. I couldn't do it. I'd be so afraid
That's why I'm helping my son out, because I don't want him to make that mistake.
Did you see the new tablets? They're like, they look like, they're colorful little tablets. They look like Kissing the Rainbow. Did you guys see those, the new fentanyl tablets?
No.
Did you see them? They are like, they're colorful. They're red, orange, green. They look like the rainbow. They look like candy. And these are the new fentanyl tablets. They look like Skittles, the tablets.
Holy Lord.
And they're marketing to the children, to the teenagers and everything. That's what the new tablets look like.
So that's for the black market, then, I take it, eh?
Well, it's fentanyl, so it is through the black market, but these dealers are now making colorful red, pink, green, orange. They look really colorful tablets.
Holy.
There's
no depths people won't go to, right?
Right.
Fentanyl is a very dangerous drug.
I know.
And,
I don't know. I think they should make all drugs legal, tell you the truth. I think they should make heroin legal. I think they should make fentanyl legal. I think they should make all drugs legal. How do you like that, Laverne and Melissa and King? They should do it.
Well, I've heard you say that
before. Well, they've proved in a lot of countries that it erased the problems. It got rid of the problems.
Right.
So,
cocaine, everything should be legal. See, if it's legal, it's regulated. You know what I mean? They're not getting the dirty shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think... Uh-huh. You know, what's really hurting a lot of people with these heroines and all this other bullshit and all this stuff is all the dirty stuff that's in it and what they're cutting it with and what they put the bullshit in there and you don't know what's going on.
Of course.
So if you legalize that bullshit, it almost makes it a prescription, which is no different than what the doctors are prescribing right now. But
and you get a reputation fast if you're giving out bad stuff.
Yeah. It's a way of legalizing and get rid of those dirty guys, the middleman. I feel the same. They did, they did the same thing with horse. God bless the horse. I love the horse, but they did the same thing with the horse. What they did was they got, and it's genius what they did here in the States. There is no longer you're a hooker and you're a pimp. They got rid of that bullshit. Now it's just sex trafficking. Now it's just a felony. So you're not with Big Daddy T-Bone walking down the street with a hat and a cane, and he's Big Daddy and he got his hose in the back. They got rid of the pimping. They got rid of the pimp because they started saying, you're sex trafficking, and that's a felony. You're going to jail, pal, for a long period of time. So you rarely hear, unless I'm out of the loop, you rarely hear pimping nowadays. You know?
Really?
And they did. It's sex trafficking now, and that's federal. So when you got the whores that are out there on the street on Friday night, now they're taking it fucking serious. They will arrest them and say, and they will give them up. They're saying you're being sex trafficked. You know what I mean? What guy is sex trafficking you? They're busting those guys and they're spending years in jail. Years.
Oh, geez, really?
So they're getting rid of the pimp, which I'm happy for because I think prostitution should be legal. What a woman does with her body, and thank God they did it for me, is none of nobody's damn business, except I'm writing
it
while I'm telling everybody
in
the book.
It's legal in so many places. It's legal. And in some cultures, it's actually considered a good profession.
I think so. I think what they should do with kids in school, they should realize that some of them are not going to be accountants and professional of them. A lot of them should be raised as whores.
Well, you know.
Nothing but silence in this room. What the hell? What the fuck are you talking about? I even held my breath. But I know what you're saying, Pat. I know what you're saying. But I do think that with this abortion bullshit I think what women
terrible.
Yeah, I think women should have a decency to decide what they want to do with their bodies. It's their bodies.
Well, they were just making a case about a 10-year-old that was raped, and they made a big deal about her going to get one. And, that should have been happening.
She should have got married like everybody else, had more kids.
Oh, bullshit.
That was two. We're going, that's strike two on you. I'm getting strike three. We're getting the fuck out of here.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
No. You know what I mean.
But I know what you mean. But I don't know. I don't know. But I think if we legalize prostitution, we should have the legalized lawyer that said if they gave us an STD that we should be able to sue them.
But legalized, they usually, they're registered and they have to go this is in Europe. The girls are registered, they have to go for a checkup and a STD test every 3 months or so.
Yeah.
They have a license they have to keep up with, whatever the demand is.
Good.
Oh, yeah. And they have, I think they have a union.
Okay.
So it's all pretty good when it's legal, you know.
Have a union? They have a whore union? A prostitution union? Wow.
I think so.
Wow. Look at that. It's just some of the rules that we live with today are so ridiculous. Prostitution is one of them. It's like to have it illegal for somebody.
You know
to
what
do.
It is?
What?
Church and state mingles in USA. Church and state mingles too much. The Christianity thing gets too involved. Like, look at them banning all those children's books. Oh, are they insane or what?
It's just recently.
I know.
It is, and that brings me. Yeah, you know, I don't know.
I saw a memo or something about a woman in Texas saying, don't watch the Hocus Pocus movie. They could be sending anything into your living room, you know.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Yep, I read about that too.
Did you read it, King? Seriously?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to be honest. Me, my mom, and my kids, we all sat and watched it the other night. And technically, I didn't feel anything wicked. You know what I mean? It basically, it followed up from the first one, you know. But the person who made that article, they're just looking for clout. You know what I mean? And the problem
she's probably on those book banning boards and stuff like that. She's probably on the school directorship and all that stuff causing trouble.
Yeah.
You know, people like that just don't know enough to go away.
Well, here's
one,
too. Here's another news article that you guys are on. Here's the headline. I don't know what this is. I can't get it unless I do. I'm going to do it anyway. It says here's the headline. Texas mom goes viral after warning parents away from Hocus Pocus.
That's
Everyone
it.
Thinks
that's
it's fake and innocent. Is that the one article?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
I couldn't remember word for word because I didn't have it in front of me.
Wow.
She said they could be doing spells and stuff like that.
Yeah. She took to Facebook to share her thoughts about that. She said she's worried that she warned viewers of a worst-case scenario that it could unleash hell on your kids and in your home by watching that movie.
Yeah.
I wonder what she is basing that on.
She's basing that on she's Christian.
Yeah.
She's Christian, and she's going to keep all these bad non-Christians out of here.
Oh.
You know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They did the same thing.
She's one of those ones that would burn the witches or duck them in a pool.
Okay, but you know, Laverne had something. I'm going to put this on Laverne, and I'm going to give it to you two, Pat. But I'm going to put this on Laverne. You know, and I'm going to put this on you, King, because you brought it up too. We're looking at this woman, and we're saying, can you believe this? King said that he saw it and nothing happened. Okay, and on first sight, I'm saying, are you kidding me? Melissa's saying, well, I don't know, because let me give it to you this way. Some people believe by buying a game from a store, Ouija board, that you're opening up a tunnel for... You got to be careful what you bring into your homes. Now, Pat, you will agree with that because people are messing with the
Ouija board only.
And shit, right?
For Ouija board only.
But if you're thinking that a little toy that Hasbro created to have that and you bring it to your home, it could open up a portal for evil, isn't it the same thing as this woman saying that as you're watching Hocus Pocus,
No.
You could bring the thoughts can bring into your home, and you can bring in
evil spirits. No, it has to be so much more specific.
Okay.
And you just couldn't do that. It's just pure paranoia on this woman's part, you know.
I don't know. There are some people who are so sensitive to the light, to this thing. I have something that's scary, Pat, and I can never be explained it. I don't sound and maybe Melissa and Megan can help me out. Because David, don't know. King seems very spiritual. I'm listening to King. He seems pretty spiritual, too. I had a landlady who was into the witchcraft.
She was
into spiritual stuff and talking to ghosts and stuff like that.
The only reason I went down there to pay the rent, because, again, she had boobies out. You know what I mean? It was a
nice cleavage. Yeah.
Boobies, I'm going into hell. You know, it's just how it is.
Best intentions, right?
Yeah. I'm telling you, everybody has their little weaknesses. So one time she invited me over. Okay, I'm going over. I'm going to see Boobie. So I'm sitting there, and it was dusk. It was like maybe 7 o'clock. She was in this chair sitting across from me, and she had a dim light. She was talking about her dead mother and everything and spirits, okay? I'm saying, okay, forget about this. Let's get to the part with the Boobie. You know, I'm fast-forwarding the conversation. Who cares? But while she was talking, there was little lights that were around her kept popping back and forth, like little lights. Like, the only way I could explain it, that it was like poof, poof, and they were like lights.
Glowing orbs.
Glow. Right, around
orbs.
Her.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and then I asked her, as I interrupted whatever she was talking about, I didn't really care, I'm looking at boobies. But I interrupted her, and I said, do you have any candles going on here? Or I'm thinking it had to be some kind of, you know, Halloween thing that...
No,
you know,
it was the spirits.
Yes. And she said, no. I said, what are you talking about? I'm saying, I'm looking at you, and I'm seeing little blue things going... And, you know, what's really interesting, Pat, is like before the show this morning, I knew you were coming on, and I think I'm going nuts. I swear to God, I think I'm going nuts. I put in my hot chocolate in the microwave, and I can see the little white, the light come on, right?
Yeah.
So I put the cup in the microwave, and it went counterclockwise. I have never seen it turn counterclockwise. I have never seen that. I looked at the cup. Have you ever seen it?
Yes. I think that when they hit a certain number of uses, that they turn their direction.
Oh, this has nothing to do with spiritual stuff. It's just mechanics of
no,
the microwave?
No, this could be a wear and tear feature on the microwave.
Oh, God. Then I had a spirit in my microwave.
But
I
it could have been a spirit
that.
Because they can do that too. But the thing is, the lights, they were orbs, and orbs are spirits.
Yeah, I asked her that. I said, I'm seeing shit pop. It's like somebody threw a pop of. It was a light, and then you saw the smoke.
Yeah,
you actually
yeah.
see the smoke, and it's just popping all around her. And I said, what the fuck is that? She goes, it's my mother. I go, it's your what? She goes, it's the spirits around my mom. I said, I'm seeing them with my own eyes. I wasn't high or anything. It was like pop, 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 pop.
Wow.
Come on, man. Seriously?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or is it a bad thing, Pat?
Receptive. It means you're receptive, that your mind is open.
I don't want my mind to be open. Then I get possessed. That's what happens to you.
No, no, no. Being possessed is a whole other matter.
I feel something. That's a hypochondriac. I'm possessed, Melissa Laverne. Get me to a doctor. Oh, my God.
I think you're over-imagining it.
That's why you and I would have some fun on some mushrooms, right? Right, Pat?
Oh, yeah. I'd probably laugh my face off.
Go look at this idiot. And I haven't even tasted the mushrooms yet. You're cracking me up, dude. Here's the thing. We have a race called the Republicans and the Democrats. I have to touch on this because somebody wants me to talk about it.
I know.
And they want me. And so it comes down to Georgia, and we have this guy named Herschel Walker. Now,
yeah.
Donald Trump wants Herschel Walker. That's his guy.
Yeah, but anything he's for, I'm against.
Yeah, but there's a problem with Herschel.
You know, he's claiming that his wife didn't have an abortion, and this girl says, yes, I did have an abortion, and he's claiming, I don't even know this woman, and she goes, yes, you do, I am your ex-wife. He goes, oh, here's your child payments, here's your child support payments you've been paying me. So he's been caught in lie after lie after lie that he says, you know, he says that he worked for the FBI and he didn't work for the FBI, that he worked for this and he didn't work for this and he worked for this. They checked his, he's lying his ass off, you know. He's lying about this, too. Here's 2 minutes. Just give me 2 minutes.
The
this is 2 minutes.
The first red flag is Trump.
Yes, that's the first red flag. But here's the thing. Here it is. 2 seconds. Just 2 minutes of this. Tell me what you think.
Republicans are pledging support for Herschel Walker, the Senate candidate in Georgia, facing fallout over reports that he once paid for a woman's abortion.
Well, I think people make mistakes.
Congressman Don Bacon standing by Walker.
I've made my own mistakes in life, and Herschel has too. We all have. I think it's better just to be honest.
Walker, a staunch anti-abortion candidate, denies allegations published in the Daily Beast that he paid for a woman's abortion in 2009. And the New York Times reports Walker urged the same woman to have a second abortion 2 years later, but she refused, giving birth to his child. ABC News has not independently confirmed the reports.
I said this year, the abortion thing
is
a lie.
The stakes are high in next month's midterm elections, with control of the House and Senate hanging in the balance.
Some people are trying to have us go back to 1922, and that's not the correct way.
And emotions running high, with abortion rights and inflation among the key issues. Election offices across the country are now boosting security. In Flagstaff, Arizona, one election office will be barricaded by bulletproof glass.
Damn.
And the walls of an election office in Tallahassee, Florida, are being fortified with Kevlar.
What?
The website 538 now gives Republicans a 70% chance of winning a majority in the House, but only a 33% chance of winning back the Senate. Republican leaders are focusing on states where Senate races are a toss-up. The Republican Senatorial Committee Chair, Senator Rick Scott, will campaign with Herschel Walker tomorrow in Georgia, where Senator Raphael Warnock holds a slight lead in the polls. In Pennsylvania, Republicans are dumping millions of dollars into the Senate race. A new poll shows Republican Mehmet Oz closing the gap on John Fetterman, 46-40. Back in June, Fetterman held a 9-point lead in the same poll. Nevada is another Senate race to watch. Polls show the Trump-backed candidate with a 2-point edge over the Democrat. Hi, everyone. George.
There you go. You need to vote. There you go.
So who was winning there? Was that Trump's side or the other?
Yeah, well, Trump, the Trump thing is getting close. He's not winning, but it's closing the gap and everything. But it's getting
I hope
close.
He doesn't get it. Man, I don't
know.
I
know. This guy is such an idiot, Herschel Walker. Now, you know, if it was me, I would get elected. I think I would have Laverne's vote, but Melissa will kind of be like, you know what, I'm not quite sure. She'll be on the fence.
Man.
I would have your vote. I would have King's vote. The only holdout would probably be Melissa. I'm being very honest with you because she goes, I don't know. She was studying me a little bit. Laverne would vote for me because you have that. I'm just curious. I want to take the vote. Laverne, would you vote for me if I was running for Senate in your state? Would you really vote for me?
Not the you that I know on the radio, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I was counting on you.
Well, you're so full of you know what every time
I
talk.
I was
going to
put her as my campaign manager, and she wouldn't vote for me. I'm just working here. I'm not even voting for this son of a bitch. All right.
I can see your point. I really can.
You can see your point? Oh, you now
yes,
I lost
I
your
can.
Vote, too? Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's look just at, with all the comments, you know, you would stick your foot
well,
in your mouth
yeah.
a lot.
Oh, you get, but Lisa, see, I would handle it this way. About the abortion thing, I changed my mind. Back then, I gave a couple of women abortion. Who cares? I would say at that point is I would be honest. It's her body. She made the decision. I had, like the law, I would rely on the law. The law says that if she wanted an abortion, there's nothing I could do to stop her because I care about her and everything. I want her to have the best of care. I would give her the money to have the abortion. But the law says if she wanted to have it, I tried to convince her to have the child. But I would make her the evil one. But she was the one who wanted to kill it and murder the child. I was the savior.
What could I do? Yeah. My hands were tied. How's that? Does that fly? Most people will say I understand.
Yeah. A guy had won that.
Yeah,
isn't that what that one court case they keep talking about is about?
The guy
won it, and she had to go through with it.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
The one guy won that.
Because,
and,
you know, Pat, if it is in a woman's hands, if a woman says, I'm going to get an abortion, and let's say you're not even a woman, you're a teenager or a young woman, 20, it's out of his hands. You could beg and plead and say, no, please don't. I want the kid. I'm the father and everything. She still has...
Or you
has,
can fight it with a lawyer.
Yeah, but who could afford a lawyer, though? I mean, when you're kids, when you're 17, and first of all, it's supposed to be a hush-hush
thing. Well, the
thing.
Point is, with a lawyer, too, I mean, there's a very small window in which you can get a legal abortion.
That's
and
true.
And it'll be tied
That's
up
true.
Longer than that in court.
That's true. By the time it comes back, the kid's going to go to college. That is true.
That's right.
I'm just saying, instead of saying, no, she's a lie and this and this and this, dude, it shows that you sent her a card and you wrote a check in her name, a check. You can't lie if you wrote a check for $700 and it says abortion on it. Ah, what's All right. It's not him. But why lie
That's
about it?
That's a bit
say,
of a telltale sign, isn't it?
It is. I think you guys would forgive me. Why lie? Back then, I said no. She said yes. She had full control over it. I gave her the money to have a safe abortion. I become a hero. She becomes the evil one. I'm in.
Well, she may not even become the evil one because back then it wasn't even a real issue.
That's true.
No.
It was legal back then. You're right.
Actually,
you're right.
When I was having my son, I wasn't expecting him, and they gave me 3 days to make up my mind, abortion or not.
Really?
And that night I went home, and we were walking the dogs, but it was so cold out, her pads froze. So she started screaming, and I had to carry her. Well, she was 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pregnant. I start bleeding.
Shit.
They throw me in the hospital. I'm in the abortion ward.
Mm.
I had 10 days in the hospital, had 12 different girls next to me.
Mm.
Every one of them regretted it. Every one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Every
really?
One.
Wow. Wow.
Like, they really felt bad about it. And you knew it was going to be a thing for the rest of your life.
Right.
And that's one reason my son is still here, is seeing that, seeing the reactions.
I mean, my God, it turned out very good because then you wouldn't have a customer for dealing drugs.
Pardon?
I know.
No, what happened is I overheard the conversation
on
the iPad.
Meaning that you say, Pat, you're saying that your son comes to you, you know, if you're going to smoke, I'd rather you smoke with somebody you trust. You know what I mean? Which I think is a good thing.
Yeah.
So the joke was, thank God he's alive because then you wouldn't have any customers when you deal your drugs.
That's right. That's
and
right.
It didn't work the second time by me saying it. I thought it would be funny the second time, but it's just as worse as it was the first time. So I'm going to be
No, it's actually pretty good.
Time. It was horrible.
It's pretty good.
Jeez.
No,
the bird loves
it
when it's horrible when it doesn't work.
No, but it's so matter of fact up here because everything's so legal.
I know, kiddo. I know. Happy Thanksgiving. Are you having a turkey today?
Yes. Oh, no.
Now, did you put the turkey in? When did you put the turkey in?
We didn't have one.
You didn't have a turkey?
Okay. No.
Okay, I understand how we celebrate Thanksgiving because of the pilgrims and we fucked them up. And
no,
everything.
We do that too, but it's just John and I and we're really not into cooking a big dinner.
I understand.
So,
but
so
why
we'll
are you celebrating?
We'll probably just get high and, you know, call
of
it
course.
A day.
Of course. Jeez. You're my psychic. I don't know. Well, I think you're going to be financially okay. Hey, I'm going to be. Hey, I'm broke. I'm homeless. What happened? Oh, I smoked some shit when I read you. Why am I living in a box? My psychic. The kids, I can see those are homeless people. My neighbors, what got you here? I listened to my psychic. Was it Pat? Yeah, I'm here too. Yeah. She smoked some shit.
Well,
oh,
if anybody wants
God.
To find me, they can find me on Facebook and whatnot.
That, they'll find you. They will find you. We're leaving now, but I can imagine it's just, wow. I want to. It's time for the thank yous. Well, it's what is it? It's Melissa knows this. Help me out, Melissa. It is. Well, how does Carol Burnett sing it? It is time to say goodbye. Come on, Melissa. You know this.
What?
Come on.
The say it
Carol
again.
Burnett sign off. The Carol Burnett sign off. I'm glad we
oh.
had this time
this
together.
Time together.
Just to
laugh or sing a song.
Right. It seems. Yeah, keep on going.
You get to have a laugh or two, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Hey.
You're
thought
doing
it was
great.
Just to have a laugh or two. I'm so
yeah.
glad
okay.
we had this time together.
Have
just to have
together.
This, have a laugh
or
two.
I think Sing a Song is in there. We'll listen to it after.
That was pretty good.
Have a laugh or sing a song. Yeah.
I can't remember the exact song.
Seems
so.
We just get started, and before
Seven,
you know it.
Before we know it. Yeah.
It is
time,
to
for us
to say
goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Melissa.
And what did she always do with her? What was her intro?
Her intro?
What did she always, what did she always tug on?
Her ear.
Yeah, it was for her
yeah.
grandmother. Yeah.
Here
really?
It is. Listen. Here it is. Let's see if we have this. Let's see. No, it's just the music. Let me see. Here we go.
I'm so glad we had this time together. Just to have a laugh or sing a song.
Ah.
We just get started, and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long.
So long, not goodbye.
There's
okay, well, goodbye, everybody.
Put aside for dreaming, and it's time.
Goodbye, Miss Pat.
But the time I like the best is any evening. I can spend a moment here with you. When the time comes and I feel lonely. I just sit back and think of you and the happiness still comes.
Thank you. tugged her ear. Is it to her grandma? Is it to her grandma?
What?
Oh, there you go. It's a Pat just dropped. It is a feel good thing. We're in podcast right
good.
Now.
That was
but,
good. I like that. That was a great show,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Isn't it? Is it make you? It's the holidays.
Yeah.
It makes you feel warm, doesn't it?
Julian said
you know?
She doesn't know who Carol Burnett is. She said it reminds me of Christmas music.
Who said?
Julian doesn't know that show because she's too young, and she said
Are
it
you
reminds
serious?
Me of Christmas. It reminds me of Christmas music.
Oh,
she's
really?
She's
not even
hearing that in the morning. Yeah.
Wait a minute. She's old enough to know who Carol Burnett is, isn't she?
She doesn't know. She's 28.
No? How about
no.
Cheers? Does she know Cheers?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I don't think so. No.
Really?
No.
How
well,
about Mary Tyler Moore?
She's picking up our burger. Absolutely not. Come on.
She doesn't know the Mary Tyler Moore?
That's an old show, Brian.
Huh?
That's an old show.
She makes me feel like I'm an old show. My God.
Yeah, she does.
She, I guarantee you she knows the Cheer song. I guarantee you she knows the Cheer
no,
song.
No, well, she may. But
I
not,
bet you because of Boston. I bet you she does.
She does. She wouldn't even put two and two together that way. No.
Let me see. I'll just play, kiss a couple of bars. Let me see if she knows this. I guarantee
she's
she does.
She's picking up our
go.
Food, so she's not in the car.
Oh, okay.
She will be
but
in
I
the
guarantee,
car.
I guarantee she knows the Cheer song. But it does make you feel, she is right. You know what? When it gets to the holidays like Thanksgiving and Halloween, I don't usually watch this guy, but he screams holidays to me. You know, what's his name? With the fence, he used to talk to the guy over the fence. He used to have his own show. He's a comedian. And,
Hi, Mom.
Uncle Tim.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
one? What's his name?
Yeah, one Uncle Tim or some, or Tim.
Yeah.
Tool Time. Was it called Tool Time?
Yeah, Tool Time. It's the same guy. Who played that?
Yeah.
Who played that? Tim's kind of right. But
I can see him.
He did the Santa movie.
He played
movie.
In the Santa Claus, too. Yeah.
Didn't he? He was
Santa
great,
Claus?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
His Santa,
Tim,
his Christmas
his
movies
his
were
name
great.
Is Tim. Yeah. Yeah.
Tim, come on.
Oh, my God. Usually I do.
Hey, talk to yourself for a minute, okay? I'll be right back. Stay with...
Okay.
Okay.
Who's here? Just Laverne and I? Or is it just you
yeah.
and I?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I don't think she would drop, but she thought it was the end of the show. Brandon, tell her she was in a going in the podcast. Because I like having conversations with her.
Yeah, she's interesting, isn't she? Very.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're at Burger Dairy Queen getting a hamburger. Everything's closed here today because of they're calling it Indigenous Day.
Oh, yeah, Columbus. They changed.
Yeah, that's what
I think
yeah.
it's, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know that until I seen somebody say it ain't no holiday.
Exactly. I know. But it's a holiday. No mail, no bank. Right?
Oh, no mail either.
Nope.
Hmm.
Nope. But you know, I got a package. So maybe there was.
Mm-hmm.
Made me think. Oh.
Well, maybe they don't consider
don't
a federal holiday.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's cool to call it Indigenous Day.
But see, they didn't like that because this is Columbus Day. They didn't put them the two together. Columbus Day and Indigenous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And according to history that they rewrote again, he was abusive and terrible. I don't know. Why didn't they know that before?
They did know. They just didn't want it in history books.
Mm. Interesting. I guess everybody's getting lunch. There's no lunch places open around here.
Well, yeah, you say y'all getting a hamburger.
Yeah, at Dairy Queen. That's about all that's open. Well,
they didn't get rid of our Dairy Queen.
I like Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get that Chuck Wagon's burgers?
Huh?
Do you ever get a Chuck Wagon a steak from them? Or, you know, like in a hamburger?
No.
Chuck Wagon.
No. Mm-mm. No. There's Joshua. We got it. There she is.
We got the food. Lauren, I am so hungry for that steak.
Yeah, look, I almost forgot we were still on the radio.
I'll get it when you get home. You what?
I almost forgot we was on the radio. We were still on the radio.
No, Brian disappeared. I'm surprised he brought us into podcast.
Me too.
Look at the way these people are driving like crazy. Crazy drivers.
Out of state place, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they need to go home. We've had it with
the look, y'all know, man. Melissa, you know the people that listen still going to hear this.
Hang on,
oh,
okay.
Oh, the foliage is hot.
Hi, Jill.
Red.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart.
The weather's crappy today. It's a typical.
Yeah,
it is, yeah.
Curl up with a good horrible.
Yeah, yeah. But look at this witch.
Oh, that's horrible. Very pretty. Fall is strong.
Looks like fall wicked.
Yeah.
Especially.
Very pretty.
Oh, my God.
I would feed him back to them.
Well, you guys are great, and you kept the conversation going, and I know that everybody's dropping, and I just want to say thank you, Melissa, and thank you, Laverne, and thank you, thank you, Jill, and I want to thank you, Pat, and 111's in the studio, and thank you. We're going to end this right now. I want to say thank you guys for showing up. We have a lot of guests and a lot of surprises, and you guys are great. You guys are just great. And, Jill, is there a song that you would like since you're a youngin'? You're 28 years old.
I
know. How about Baby Shark?
Oh, God. I love that.
I think you can relate to that.
Turn backwards.
I'm sorry, kiddo.
Oliver had a Baby Shark baseball hat on today. Turned backwards. Yeah,
well, I can't see it, but I'll play it tomorrow. Oliver, Big O, how are you? And
hey,
Sean.
Brian, say hi, Brian. Say hi, Brian.
Oh.
Oh my God! He called your papa.
You know your voice
Brian
is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids, when you're 40 years old, you can come back to this and you can see how you were on the radio. I gotta go, you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.